The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Wake up.
Rise and shine.
Today's Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Nice early morning surprise.
Why you gotta be so cranky in the morning?
I'm not really a morning person.
Crank up the radio.
I suggest you stop jabbering.
Say what?
Like a monkey house on visitor's day.
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
What day is it?
Tuesday.
Come on, I haven't got all day.
Let's go.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning, everyone. April 26th, Tuesday. New Music Tuesday. 6:05.
High today of 59 degrees.
What?
Yeah, dude.
That's cold.
Allegedly, it's going to suck today. Allegedly, there's like clouds in the sky.
Man.
Raininess.
Stop it.
Breezy.
Stop.
I will tell you, this wind has been awful. We were at the fields last night at Alameda, right behind General Mills. So partly it was cool because you were just like inhaling dirt that smelled like Lucky Charms.
Man,
so there was an
good
upside.
It smelled real good.
If you get past the dirt part, it just, you know, you felt like you were eating just a crap ton of cereal.
All good. Good. That's a good time at
it's
the baseball field.
You know, I just always try and look at the positive in everything.
Well, sure.
Hey, bada, 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 so
I was doing that yesterday.
So we can't do that to the kids. Come
I was doing no. I was doing that to our kids because we were winning 17-3, and the wind was terrible, and we wanted to go home. So I was heckling our own kids.
Hey, bada, 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 so we bada.
So
we
bada.
Hey. So we
I love you, Cameron.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, man. I'm tired.
Yeah?
I'm dying over here, guys.
Rough day. No.
Rough day.
Maybe if you drank coffee, you'd live.
I got my water here. I got an orange.
That's
blood
important.
Orange. Got a
That's
blood
important.
Orange.
Blood orange. We were in charge of snack for the team yesterday, so we had little...
Oh, I don't miss those days.
Dude, and we're in minors, right? Like, we're...
Why can't everybody just be responsible for themselves at that age?
Well, yeah, normally you are. This is the first time ever I've been on this age division, and we've had snack. It's weird.
I always would forget. Like, I always would forget and then have to leave practice and go to the store and get snack.
Well, it's just for games.
And then you'd be broke, and then you're sitting there going, what am I going to do now? I'm going to have to sit outside and beg for money, and maybe I'll shoplift. I don't know.
One parent yesterday said, I can't believe we're still doing snack. Our kids are like 10,
I know. That's weird.
At this point. And I said, well, I got juice boxes and we got some oranges. And then another parent said, you know what we need to do? We need it, since we're stuck here in the stands for hours, we need to have a snack for adults. I'll bring the wine boxes. And I was like, oh, man.
The wine boxes.
Those baseballs are getting better.
Baseball got crazy. 10-year-old baseball.
Baseball game, and then I don't know what happened.
Dude. Yeah, snack. And it's just starting because Brody's about to be, you know, he'll be four next year. And so he's just about to start T-ball. So it's going to cyclical.
Why T-ball, though? Why can't you just skip T-ball? That is so pointless.
I agree because he's already, like, all I can already pitch to him. He's already hitting.
Yeah. Then see, do him a favor and do the other kids a favor.
But have you ever watched a T-ball game?
It's awful. My
it's
kids
tragic.
Play T-ball.
It's and like it's watching
tragic.
The WNBA.
Dude, no.
The kid. That was Teo.
Studio at star88.fm.
Bring it on. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
All no, I bring can, it on was a cheerleader thing.
All I can remember, watch, when my kids played T-ball, all I can remember is the kids out in the outfield, they were not paying attention ever. And they'd just be picking up rocks and throwing them, and then
me.
You had to get in trouble.
And then one kid hits it, but then he runs to second or third maybe. He doesn't even know where he's going. And they're like, no, this way. Go this way.
I don't know why we did it, but yeah. I guess. Brody's, he's going to have a terrible time. Because he's just going to dominate.
Yeah.
And then they're not going to let him dominate.
No, they'll let him dominate.
He'll be riding the pine in T-ball.
He's going to go tackle some kid and say, let me tell you a story.
Aww.
There was a hungry, hungry caterpillar.
He read it to me again last night.
I'm going to kill you. And it's going to be terrifying. Brody's going to say, I am the hungry caterpillar, and you are my dinner.
I think not. Little Brody.
Broads.
Pray for that dude. Surgery May 4th.
Oh yeah. It's coming up.
Yeah, next week. Next Wednesday, guys. A week from tomorrow.
We definitely will. Pray for, remember we had Eric from Left Unsaid on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The bass player.
Yeah.
He was talking about his little girl.
Yeah.
The Garay family. They just found out that their son has it, too.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I was, when I woke up from my nap yesterday, I got the message on Facebook, and I didn't know, even know what to say.
Right.
I had no idea what to tell him, and I just, oh, gosh, I almost started just, I want to cry right now thinking about it.
Well, sometimes it's all you can do is just cry. Be there. And I mean, you don't cry.
I don't cry.
Go ahead and cry.
My tears are all dried
up. But speaking of today, if you're needing a good cry, we got Leslie coming in. It's going to be a very
not my wife
show.
Leslie,
not your wife.
No,
Leslie. No.
I don't know if you guys saw on KRQE, but there was a story that came out titled "Albuquerque Brother and Sister Battle Cancer Together." We'll play that news clip coming up here before they come in, and. It's a crazy story how this girl, Leslie, she got diagnosed with cancer right before her wedding.
Yeah.
And then they were sitting there going, should we have the wedding now? Should we wait?
What do we do?
And then how much longer after?
A couple weeks.
Her brother goes in because he had a cough.
Rio Rancho firefighter. Like.
Hero.
Just fitness, the like pinnacle of health and fitness.
And nobody in their family, they were talking about how there's no history of cancer in their family. It doesn't run in their family, which is
blows my
rare. And both of them, boom, cancer.
Mm.
So we're going to have Leslie on the show this morning to share.
Actually, the breaking news. I'm getting a text as we're talking about this. We need to be praying for her. She had her fifth round of chemo yesterday, and it was pretty hard, so she's not going to.
Okay. Well, that's fine. So, that's okay.
No, we'll just be okay. So she's not going to be able to make it today, but we are going to tell everybody all about their story, and give you some information on how you can possibly help.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to direct you to our friends at North Church, and other various things.
Yeah, the community has come alive. You know what I mean? Which is always fantastic to see churches. Do what churches need to be doing. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's just rather than see the government or something trying to, it's always inspiring to see the church act like the church.
So yeah.
We'll talk about the different
get in now, church. Man.
Now for more bummer news, it's New Music Tuesday.
New Music Tuesday. Got some good ones this morning?
Yes.
Okay.
This first one, though, I'm kind of throwing out totally to the listeners to say you guys make the call. This is an up-and-coming band called We Are Vessel. We actually played a couple of songs from these guys, but this is their latest track. It's called Holding On. We're going to kick it off a little rockier.
Okay. Hey, you guys can text us. Let us know what you think of all the new music this morning. 505-585-LIVE. Or go to our Facebook page. Tell us what you think of this. We Are Vessels. Holding On. New Music Tuesday on Star 88. What do you think about it, Starmy? Let us know at facebook.com/star88. You can also text us at 585-LIVE.
585-LIVE. We got any live texts over there, anybody?
I don't know. I'm just reading about Henry Cavill's dope beard for Justice League. I don't know. I mean, I just...
Yep.
I blacked out. What happened? What are we doing? Is this a show?
Sorry, guys.
Let me put my headphones on. What?
Henry Cavill makes Steve-O black out.
He does, man. What's going on? He's just got great boy, like great beard.
He's just staring at that beard.
Just staring at that beard, man.
Yeah. He's lifting weights. He's staring at the whole picture.
We got you.
We caught you over there, buddy.
We did.
It's, you know, it's Henry Cavill, man. I'm just like, man, look at him lifting them weights, man.
No, it's just really nice.
Yeah. Dude, he did 1 million reps yesterday in honor of the fans.
No, he did.
1 million, that's what he said.
Yeah, and then he says, just kidding, I could never do that many.
Oh, you're looking at it too?
I looked at it yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us what you think of the new music. We want to know because this is how we decide whether or not we're going to continue to play that artist.
Was that We Are Vessel?
Yeah.
Yeah, down in Las Cruces, Dig, nice change of pace from the usual set.
Okay.
So we got one from the live line that liked it.
Joel the Nanny on Facebook says, they look way too happy in their picture. Guys, we post a picture of the band every New Music Tuesday. This song isn't really my style, so no. And then Nate says, don't like it, pass, please.
Good morning. 618.
High today of 60. It just went up.
60.
Although it went down to 58 on Yahoo, so I don't even know what's what anymore, guys. Let's just say 58 to 60 degrees today.
We're looking at tomorrow, they'll come down a little bit, you guys, and then they'll really come down on Wednesday. But today is definitely the windiest day we're going to see. Well, at least through the work week, by the way. There are some models that I think have a little error in them showing 60-mile-an-hour winds over the weekend. Let's not worry about that. But for now, you can see some blowing dust in the metro area. Not easy to make out necessarily here, but closer to the Sandias, we are seeing that. We do have high wind warnings out in west central sections of the state, and these are well-founded. We'll show you the wind gusts there in a moment. Metro area wind advisories up through Farmington, down through Las Cruces and Silver City. All of these areas very windy. This past hour, the metro topped out at 52 miles an hour with a wind gust.
Wow.
53 in Gallup. They were at 61 earlier. 43 miles an hour in Farmington, 45 in Cortez down across.
Ron Ketty, KRQE.
I hope you feel good about yourself.
Well, I need to know what the new. I need to know what the weather's like.
Well, you better keep searching.
I gotta know every day. I hit Mark Ronchetti's weather forecast.
What is your life like? Just living in so much, you know, mystery and delusion.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't because you're too busy following Mark Ronchetti around.
Well, he delivers the weather very well.
If you put all of that in quotation marks, I would agree with you.
Okay, guys, it's 10 days until Captain America.
That's right, it is.
And we just watched Spider-Man.
Oh, man.
They released a new ad for it. They're like,
oh.
The critics are calling this movie a triumph, blah, 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 blah. And then Spider-Man swings in.
Heck yeah.
It's not spoilery, but it did get me more excited about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like any little glimpse of Spider-Man they deliver, now that he's in the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic thing, it's like, oh, my gosh, they just nailed it.
It's going to be so good.
How sad is that, that they've released two clips of Spider-Man, like 20-second clips of Spider-Man, two of them, and it's already better than all of the other movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's up with that? How did they do that?
What's up with that?
I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable! Back in 1982 on this day, Rod Stewart was mugged in L.A. in broad daylight and was robbed of his $50,000 Porsche.
Wow.
He wasn't hurt. Porsche, gone.
That stinks.
Tomorrow is Secretary's Day.
Yes. We got to get beer or something.
Okay. Kevin James, I think the funniest human being ever.
Really?
I love him.
That
King,
is
King of Queens.
See this?
Bold.
See this? Mark Ronchetti.
Statement.
You just pointed me. You guys don't like Kevin James?
No.
I said he's one of the funniest.
There
I didn't say he
major
is.
You said he's
difference.
The funniest
yes,
person.
You did.
Rewind it.
Major
Play
difference.
It back right now.
I think I did. You're right. I did.
He is the funniest human being that has ever breathed the oxygen.
I think everybody listening collectively went, whoa.
What did you just say?
Wow.
Okay, I misspoke. My bad. My bad, guys.
Really, Mall Cop 2?
That was hilarious.
Didn't see it.
It was so
or the
good.
First
Dude,
one.
First
the,
one
yeah,
was all right.
Listen, I feel sorry for the guy because he was awesome in King of Queens.
So good.
And then he got in with Adam Sandler and all them, and they were like, hey, man, we had this friend of ours die a few years ago named Chris Farley. Can you just act like him in all the movies from now on?
No way. I don't think he.
That's
no.
exactly. Go back and
no
watch.
Way.
What's the one where they're all hanging out at the camp? It's Adam Sandler and Chris Rock and David Spade. It's all of them except Chris Farley because he's not with us anymore.
I don't even like those movies.
Whatever that. I can't remember what it's called right now, but Kevin James is Chris Farley. Yeah. He's who Chris Farley it would have been and what he would have been doing the entire movie. He's falling down a hill the whole movie.
Sorry, guys.
Don't ever say that.
Oh, but you guys
what?
Love
you never
Melissa
say.
McCarthy.
You never yeah. say. I love Melissa McCarthy.
I do too now, after I saw Spy.
See?
You changed
just kicked
it for
up
me.
A dust storm.
You really did, because you said,
did Ron Ketty
we care
predict
about
that
comedy, man. We care about comedy. You just said the funniest human being
I'm
that's
sorry.
Ever existed.
I'm sorry!
And I'm like, I don't know about that.
I feel like it's kind of, it's like this. Ready? Have you guys ever seen, Well, I don't even know. I was going to try to say some action star was the best action star of...
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No. Yeah, but then what about Sylvester Stallone or Bruce Willis?
What about Jason Statham?
Yeah.
Huh? You're right.
If you had just said, dude, Kevin James, he's hilarious, we would have been like, yeah, he's pretty funny. But you said...
I'm tired, guys.
He was the funniest.
You know what?
He's tired. I didn't even need to say it. You know what? I don't even like Kevin James.
Wow. What's wrong with you? He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's pretty great, man. You need to calm down.
I'm just kidding. He is the greatest actor and comedian of our time.
We need to try to interview
him. What did I just say?
What's wrong with you, zookeeper? Get out of here.
The greatest Superman is celebrating a birthday today.
Christopher Reeve?
No.
You said greatest Superman. No.
Wait, is it Dean Cain?
No.
Tom Welling.
Oh, okay. Smallville.
I
love Tom Welling.
You need to leave now.
You know what, though?
You are...
Here's the deal. If Tom Welling popped up in Supergirl playing Superman, I think a lot of people would be stoked.
I would have been stoked.
How old is Tom Welling today?
40.
37.
39. And by the way, Kevin James is 51.
Is he really?
Yeah. It's Hugging Australian Day as well.
Oh.
Hugging Australian Day.
See an Aussie? Give him a hug.
Just hug him.
We need to go find Murray.
Yeah, I was going to say, go find the Byrne family.
Just hug him.
Feel the burn.
Feel the burn.
That's what we'll call today. Except it's Feel the Burns, because it's Hugging Aussie Day, and they're Australian
hug
family friends.
Hug the burn.
Nah.
Yeah. Continue.
Prince. We're going to talk about who's going to inherit his fortune.
This is a really interesting... Now, I know everybody out there... when I say everybody, I mean a couple people on Twitter last night. But a lot of people are starting to get kind of sick of the whole Prince conversation.
Now, what?
Why do we have to blah, 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 blah? Well, check this out. This is an interesting twist in this whole story. Because what do you do when you have somebody who is a legend like Prince, who obviously has more money than he knew what to do with, and then you find out he didn't even have a will?
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
He had no will. And even, does he have family? I mean, I have no idea. So we're going to talk about that. I've got all the details for you.
Wow.
How much he's worth. And they're talking about, there's several thousand unreleased tracks in a secret vault.
Dude.
Which is going to continue to make hundreds of millions of dollars forever.
You think Tupac had a lot of extra content?
Man.
Forget it.
Right.
This dude would record albums and just lock them away and say, nah.
Well, hopefully whoever takes control of his estate actually does something cool with... I just hope the family's not
going to
fight.
It's always a crazy story when you find out somebody doesn't have a will, you know? And you see it in movies and it's blah, 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 blah.
Tears families apart.
But the thing is, this guy, his fortune could fund a few small countries.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So how is this going to work out?
Man. We're also going to talk about the greatest action star of all time making a comeback in a big, big way.
Yeah.
He's the single greatest action star who ever lived.
Jack Bauer.
And he's been flying under the radar for some time. Obviously, I'm talking about Wesley Snipes.
Whoa. What?
But Wesley Snipes, greatest action star of all time. Greatest action star that's ever breathed oxygen. Did you see Blade Trinity?
Good grief.
Demolition Man? No. Anyone?
No, everybody here needs to calm down.
I don't know about that.
I feel like somehow I'm responsible for this.
Yeah. It's Slight Exaggerations Day.
According to science, they figured out why we lose socks in the laundry.
Awesome.
It's not science. It's literally just the fact that socks are this big, and there's this weird tube.
There's
thing.
A black hole. I know there's a black hole.
And it's
up.
New Music Tuesday.
Heck yeah!
Sure is New Music Tuesday.
So lots of stuff going on today.
All right, text the show 505-585-LIVE. We're going to take a break. Teo's got some headlines for you. Good morning.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
All is well. We're back with The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Bill Cosby's criminal case will move forward after a Pennsylvania appeals court rejects Cosby's motion to stop it.
Hackers calling themselves the United Cyber Caliphate announced on social media they hacked the U.S. State Department, releasing personal details and a warning.
Commuters' nightmare in Nashville.
Primaries in five eastern states.
This is the biggest expansion of U.S. ground troops in Syria since the U.S.-led effort against ISIS began. It's a six-fold increase to 300 personnel.
Good morning. 637.
High today of 60 degrees.
Shout out to Chris, our IT guy, for fixing our computers yesterday.
Thanks, Chris.
Taking a look at the traffic. No accidents to report right now, but lots of road construction. That's your look at traffic.
It's New Music Tuesday. Playing some tunes for you.
We got tunes for y'all now.
It's great because you guys can text us now to tell us what you think of all the new music. 505-585-LIVE. It's the live line.
652-CATS is still active.
242-CATS?
652-CATS, that's right. Just answering questions every day.
Let's jump into this new music track.
Let's do it. All right, this next song, it's from an artist. Well, they used to just be called Quiet Science, and now I guess they're calling... They added the "the." They did the opposite of Facebook and went with... They said they added the "the." Or whatever. So, since their inception, Quiet Science has been known for an innovative brand of story-driven, ever-real music. Mm. They've got a brand new record coming out, and it's worship-focused. And this is the first single from it. It's called Bonfires. So you guys check it out. We'll tell you a little bit more about it when we come back.
505-585-LIVE or Facebook.com/Star88FM. The Quiet Science, Bonfires. New Music Tuesday on Star 88. You guys can text us. Tell us what you think of the new music. Steve-O, what is that text line?
That text line is 505-585-LIVE. That's 585-5483.
Facebook as well. Twitter, Instagram. Tell us what you think of the new music.
Chris Michelle joint account says, very pretty, ethereal-like. We're digging it. Victoria says, not bad. Keep it. Thebe says, Joel's correct. Joel the Nanny says, it's okay. Nothing really special about it. The female vocalist doesn't make me want to change the channel, but I'm still not a fan of this song.
All right. People on the live line love it. Love Quiet Science. Love this track as well. Keep it. That's Matt from the LL. Mm. This track makes me feel like I'm literally by a bonfire. It's aight. So
here I am.
I loved it, man. That's some good stuff right there.
I enjoyed a little bit of it. 6:44.
High today of 60 degrees.
Coming up on the show this morning, scientists figured out why you lose socks in the laundry.
It's because of trolls.
And we'll meet the world's meanest mom. Maybe? You decide. And we got a great story coming up about a 2-year-old who was blind and deaf and got her vision and hearing back.
Whoa! Pretty all cool. Right.
That's incredible.
Pretty cool.
Speaking of getting things back, it looks like we're getting back the greatest action star of all time!
Well,
talk about that, too.
We might bury that one at the end of the show. I don't know. It's just,
dude, greatest action star of all time.
I don't know.
Making a comeback in a big,
thank you.
Hey, no problems.
Just tagging 21 Pilots in a picture because we're playing a new song from them later.
Ooh, no kidding.
Sources say Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan have no plans to see each other before they hit the air together on Live Today.
Kelly.
Michael.
How did our roles get reversed in this voiceover?
I don't know, but I'm angry.
Man. Supposedly they have been communicating by text message, but they've kept things simple and cordial.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Dramatic.
I can't wait.
Live.
I got a DVR. I'm just excited to see.
See, they're worried about losing ground to Good Morning America, but what they don't know is so much drama has happened on Live lately that they're just going to start knocking off soap operas because they can let this play out, and the people that are like, oh, my stories, they got a new story.
Think about it. I set my DVR for this. I don't watch that show.
I set your DVR for this, too.
Here's the thing with Kelly. Kelly, she's one of those girls. She's the real deal. She's going to march in there, and she's going to throw down.
Yes, she is.
She's going to talk about this.
She ain't even afraid. Steve-O?
Yeah.
What do you think? Strahan?
I mean, are you Strahan or Kelly?
Oh, I'm Kelly Ripa.
Hashtag Team Kelly?
Team Ripa.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, all the way, dude. Are you kidding me? She got blindsided by her co-host, who's splitting on her because he's like, I'm taking the cushy job, and it feels like it was just a stepping stone, and she's faithfully committed 12 years of her life.
Okay.
Into life. Okay.
I know a guy who went through that exact same thing that Kelly is going through. I know.
Yeah, dude, Team Dex.
What?
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, not me. I was talking about a friend of mine.
No, you weren't. But that's okay.
Who were you talking about, Dex? Be honest.
Well, I mean, but wouldn't you technically be team? Wouldn't you then be Team Strahan? Because the big fight here is that Strahan is leaving and he's going on to do a bigger and better show. The bigger, better show.
I gotta dump it.
You moved on to the bigger, better show right now, dude. Stop dumping me!
Well, you can't say stuff.
Why not? Oh, El Sensitivo. Hey. Gosh, I'm just gonna Sensitivo you today. Recording all of it today. I'm just going to go back so I can DVR it later and just watch you.
Speaking of recording, we haven't gone live lately.
No, we haven't.
Of live and all this stuff, we haven't done that. Maybe we will.
Facebook Live?
Maybe if we walk over to Zopo this morning, we can. Okay, local news. Very sad news. Three dead, including a baby, in a DWI crash in Moriarty.
Oh, my gosh.
I did not hear about this. So now I'm reading it, and I am sad. Thank you, Dex. An infant and two other people were killed in a crash involving a suspected drunk driver in Moriarty over the weekend. The crash occurred near Lexco and Martinez Roads on Saturday night. The criminal complaint states the suspected drunk driver was traveling in the wrong lane when he crashed into an SUV carrying seven people at the crest of a small hill. Three people in the SUV were pronounced dead at the scene, including a one-year-old. The other two deceased people were 22 and 41. The other four passengers of the SUV were transported to UNM Hospital, one with extensive injuries. One was an adult woman and another a teenager. The other two were children, 12 and 5. The Torrance County Sheriff's Department is not releasing the identities of the victims until next of kin has been notified, but confirmed they were all family members from Albuquerque.
Man.
The department said the family was in Moriarty for prom.
Oh.
Last night on Facebook, a kid from the school that I went to, a county school, Morville Elementary, Morville Junior High, and Morville High School were all combined. It's called an attendance center now, but county school, so a small school, and close to where my parents live, like on the same road, a second grader got hit by a car because the bus was stopped and he was crossing and a car tried to pass the bus. But luckily the kid lived and they arrested the joker that did it. Yeah, but man, it was just like, gosh. You know, because if you're out there and a school bus is stopped, you don't pass the school bus.
Yeah, there's a giant stop sign.
Even if there's another lane, you don't pass the school bus. You stop. Because kids are going to walk in front of the school bus.
Yep.
Just sad. It really is.
You know, scary. The whole drinking and driving thing is just so out of hand here. So bad.
It is. Okay. Shifting gears here. Here are four things you should not buy at the grocery store.
Okay.
Ready?
Hit me.
Pre-packaged cold cuts from the deli, because they don't last as long. Pre-shredded cheese, because it has additives. Pre-made salads, because they use ingredients that are about to expire.
Oh.
And soup from the deli for some reason.
Really? I buy soup from the deli all the time.
No, you don't. Not anymore. Hope you enjoyed it.
But it's made right there.
Is it?
Well...
Is it?
That's true. What about, if you go to one of those organic stores?
I mean, everything in there is just this side of heaven, so I guess you can have it. It costs that much, too.
What about sushi? Pre-made sushi.
It depends. Is it under a heat lamp?
No.
Okay, you can take it.
It's chilled.
But are you at a casino in Vegas?
No. I'm at one of those organic stores.
Okay.
At the supermarket where they make it right there.
If the dude is making it, then go for it.
But I'd never see them make it. It's already done packaged.
There's just a person back there just milling around. Yeah. Like he just got done making some.
Yeah. I've never actually seen that person make it, though.
Oh, my gosh.
And I've never gotten sick.
This is a conspiracy.
And I think it's great.
Illuminati. That's the only answer I can. It's Illuminati.
Well,
it's Trilateral Corporation coming out.
No idea. Illuminati made sushi.
Prince's Paisley Park home to become a tribute museum, much like Graceland. Prince's brother-in-law says they will be turning Paisley Park into a museum in Prince's memory for the fans. It's where he recorded a lot of his music in the later years. There was an episode of New Girl that took place, or supposedly took place, at Paisley Park. It was hilarious. Never meant to call you. And now you'll be able to go visit Paisley Park because it's going to be a museum.
Is this the boss?
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, he covered him.
Steve and I are on the same page when it comes to Bruce. Not a fan.
I'm a fan. I like Bruce Springsteen, but I feel like he picks odd covered choices.
Please stop. Dude.
It's like my dad got up there and just started singing.
That's exactly how I feel every time I hear Springsteen.
Dad time karaoke.
It's like, yeah, man, I can't wait till I'm 50 and I'm like, just the kids are out of the house so I can really live my dream as a front man in a band. Yeah. I'm Bruce Springsteen.
I've been in my band a whole life.
Well, David Gilmour pays tribute to Prince. He mashed up Comfortably Numb to Purple Rain.
I like this. Dude, that drum kit sounds awesome. That snare is killing it.
Coming up a little after 7, you don't want to miss Jimmy Fallon talking about the time he got to play ping pong with Prince.
Oh,
it's one of the greatest stories I've ever heard.
You know, sometimes I read about these things and then I don't listen to them. Like, I don't pursue it because I know if Dex plays it on the show, I'll hear it.
Gosh, it's so good. It is one of the coolest stories.
That's great. All right, that's all my news for right now. I think we got to take a break, don't we?
Oh, man.
We up against a break.
We do. We got to go to break. And, we'll play that clip from Jimmy Fallon when we come back.
Coming up, the greatest action star in the history of all breath that breathes.
And
he's making a return.
If you're a My Epic fan, we got a new track from them coming up around the corner.
Nice.
Hang out with us.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. It's time for The Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
I get a text that says, hey, this he wants to play right now at this ping pong club called Spin. I'm at dinner, and I go, I got to go. Prince just challenged me to a game of ping pong. So I show up, and I go to this ping pong place, and I go down the stairs, and I go, hey, I don't even know how to ask. I go, I'm here to, and she goes, here to see Prince? I go, that's right, yeah, I'm here to see Prince. She goes, right this way. He's behind that curtain. So I open the curtain, and Prince is standing there with a double-breasted, crushed blue velvet suit, holding a ping pong paddle, and he goes, you ready to do this? He's got these eyes. If you ever meet him, he's a funny guy. And you know, if you ever met him, he's charming and funny and had these kind of, I don't want to say like Bambi eyes, but kind of like doe eyes and just like big eyes. Like, you ready to do this? So then I go, let's start off. So he hits the first one. He goes, and it goes right off the table, and he scores. He goes, one zit. He's talking smack now. I start getting mad. I'm very competitive. So I'm like, let's go, Prince. Let's do this, man. You know, I don't care. Let's go for it. I don't care about the Bambi eyes. Let's do this. And so we're playing, and I'm not that great at ping pong at all, so it's probably 10 to 20. It's his serve, and he goes, game point. I go, here we go, man. And he hits his ball, and it's like slow motion, and it's turning, and I could see it turning, and flames are coming off it, and it hits where it goes flying, but he scores the point. It hits the edge of the table. He wins the game. The ball goes flying. I go back to get the ball. I'm looking for it. I get the ball, and I go, and he's gone. Gone. I don't know him that well, so I go, maybe he's hiding. I don't know, maybe he's hiding behind a thing. Is he hiding under the table? If there's security footage of this, I must look like a lunatic. I'm checking behind curtains. I'm like, Prince. So then I just leave.
So then that's when I arrived. I came late, right? He's in the car already at the red light.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait up. I run up to the car, and the Great Poupon style, the window's coming down. I was like, what happened? He says, ask your boy.
Oh my goodness. That is funny stuff right there.
I just can't even imagine.
That would have been funny.
When you get the call, man.
It is 7:10.
High today of 60 degrees. Let's take a look, see what's going on. No accidents to report right now, but again, lots of road construction. The off-ramp's closed, I-40 east at Louisiana. Don't forget about that. Other than that, no accidents to report. You guys are doing a great job. Have a good day. That's your look at traffic.
Prince didn't have a will.
Dum, dum.
Question is, who's going to inherit his fortune?
Dum, dum.
Prince didn't have a will when he died. He wasn't married. He didn't have kids. And his parents are dead. So it looks like his siblings would be next in line to inherit his fortune.
Or am they?
He has a sister, Tyka, along with three half-brothers and two half-sisters. Under Minnesota law, half-siblings are considered equal to full siblings in cases like this.
Hmm.
And there were two other half-siblings who died. So if they had kids, the kids would be entitled to the same equal share their parents would have gotten. Well, the size of Prince's estate isn't clear either. Different reports put his net worth somewhere between $150 million and $300 million. And there's a good chance that could grow another $100 million in the aftermath of his death. If you've noticed, who's on the top of the charts?
Right. He's climbing the top of the Billboard charts as well as just billboards.
It's true.
Have you seen all the Prince billboards?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
There's a bunch.
Now, there's more than just money on the line. There's control of his music catalog.
Oh, man.
And there's talk he had several thousand unreleased tracks in a secret vault. It's unclear what Prince's relationship with his half-siblings was like, but supposedly he was close with Tyka, although things were up and down in the past.
Didn't she sue him at one point?
Really?
One of his sisters sued him because she said that she wrote one of the songs.
Oh, man.
But I think they settled it. They ended up, like, she didn't. I can't remember. That was years ago.
I really hope this doesn't turn into an awful thing for this family.
Dude, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rumor has it Prince hadn't slept in nearly a full week before his death.
Dang.
Again, it's just a rumor. According to the Daily Mail, Prince's brother-in-law said, quote, he worked 150 hours straight. I was with him just last weekend. 154 hours is about 6.5 days. Even if he did mean that literally, it's unclear how he would have known that Prince was up working 100% of that time. That's a good, there you go.
Man, that's a chunk of time.
Yeah. There you go. There's some details.
All right.
Latest on Prince.
You know what? How did he not have a will? He was such a smart guy.
Right.
And
it's very interesting.
Like, he had so much privacy and control of his situation in so many other respects. Like, how did he not have a will? I'm so confused.
Yeah. My boy Daniel, DJ Bossman Dan, is going on vacation this week. He's going to be gone for a few weeks. And we all had to, like, go witness him and his wife do all, like, sign all these things so that we could sign his will or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
He's in his 20s and he's got a will. How does Prince? How does he not have a? Do you have a will?
I don't have a will.
How he not got a will?
You need to get a will.
Need to get? Do you have a will?
Maybe.
Okay. You don't have a will.
I don't.
Listen, guys. Text us on the lab line. Tell us if you have a will. Also, how I can get in on that action.
Because where there's a will,
there's Teo.
I know. Here's the thing. My wife and I looked into getting a will, and it's super easy to do. There's places around town that you can just run in, and
all you got
to
do is write stuff down.
I was
going to
say, is that okay to write something down?
For me, it is.
And then sign it?
That's what I did when I was five, and it hasn't changed
a bit.
Well,
no, because type we all had to like watch Daniel and his wife do all that stuff so that we could be witnesses.
You probably have to have a notary public.
Right. You could probably have to have people around that can like go, yeah, man, that's his handwriting, and that's we were all there, and he's totally filled all that out and said all that.
So if a family member, say I died, or Leslie and I died, and a family member saw that we left a typed letter, but it wasn't legally notified, then...
Notarized, you mean?
That's what I said. And then they could actually...
Count.
It doesn't count.
You're like, well, I sent an email. It was electronic.
But what if I signed my name on it?
Electronic mail?
You signed it electronically?
No, but I printed it out and then signed it.
Here's the deal, guys.
I don't know.
It's New Music Tuesday.
Thank you for thinking that I know these things.
So I want you guys.
I need to know this.
I want you guys to talk about this will. Text us. Maybe you're a notary public. Maybe you're a lawyer or something like that. And you do estate stuff. Text us 585 live. But this is the brand new track from my epic. It's called Ghost Story from their new EP that's soon to be released.
Text us 585 live. Tell us what you think of the new music. You can also go to facebook.com/star88fm. My Epic Ghost Story is the name of the track on New Music Tuesday. What are they saying about it?
Let's see here. Let me do a little refresh action.
facebook.com/star88fm. You can
Beef
also
says,
text us.
Always solid. Victoria says, not bad, dig. Penelope says, yes, please.
They're going to be here on the 10th of May.
Playing with Come Wind.
Yes, dude. Another band we play. And Shekinah, local band. That's how I knew about it. Our boy Brett. Courtesy Movie Guy's son.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, his band's playing with him.
Sweet.
585 Live, you can text us. Let us know what you think of all the new music this morning. New Music Tuesday. 720.
High today of 60 degrees. Guys, it's going to rain today, allegedly.
Oh.
Look at those clouds.
Moving in. Oh, goodness sakes. Big shout out to my mom and dad up in Montana. Just worried about me. I appreciate it. I'm all right, Mom. I'm okay. My mom watches us every morning.
She watches us?
She watches us.
Ah. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Sup?
Miss you guys. Maybe you guys could, you know, come down to New Mexico.
And hang Probably out. Not, though.
Maybe next week? A couple weeks, maybe? Okay. Shoot me a text. Do your Wesley Snipes thing. Let's just get this over with. Just do it.
Wait, what?
Whoa. Do your Wesley Snipes thing.
He said just get it done, friend.
Oh, but it's just beginning.
Well, you can do Wesley Snipes thing, or we can talk about the event that we just posted on our Facebook.
Let's do that at our next break.
You got it.
Wesley Snipes is the biggest action star of all time to breathe oxygen.
What happened to your microphone?
That was weird. It was kind of like Wesley Snipes' career.
Dex turned it off.
No, you can't say that.
Why not? You said it.
No, I didn't.
You said it this morning.
Okay. She's the weird.
Wesley Snipes, probably the single greatest actor to have ever lived. The only reason he hasn't won an Oscar the last few years is because he was in prison.
I will say this. Buck loves Wesley Snipes.
Does he?
His favorite actor of all time.
Nice. Wait, you're not nice. Buck? I guess I've been confusing you with Aaron this whole time. I just thought... Just kidding.
And I am Ryan Seacrest.
I do remember...
I loved Wesley Snipes. New Jack City.
I'm sure we'll hear Buck later in the show, because he usually always calls in, but I remember Wesley Snipes... I remember him talking about Wesley Snipes years ago, And him actually saying that he could beat up Wesley Snipes in real life.
Are you sure he said that?
Wait, who said that?
Buck.
There's no way he said
that. Oh, Buck.
And we sat there and argued about it, I don't know, for how long.
To be fair, I remember going to a MMA event here locally at the Sunshine Theater.
He is 1-0.
Where Buck was on the card, and I watched him fight.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, he had one MMA fight, and he won it, and he retired.
Did he really win?
Here's
who wrote the script? Or did you write it? Who was your boss?
He won.
I might have read it.
The funny thing is, the only reason I was even at this event, it was this like weird local MMA event thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the production company that put it on, who put that on?
I don't know.
I don't even know who
Mr. Friend. Mr. Friend Productions.
Hit up our friend, Joey Belleville, because they wanted to record it. They wanted to like be able to have the video and, you know, multiple camera angles and all this stuff. And Joey, not really being a production kind of guy, was like, I'm gonna get my buddy Steve-O. So like him and I, seriously, remember those stupid flip things back in the day? We had like flips. Like this is how
I remember those.
This is how long ago it was. So like I was on one corner of the octagon and he was like at different angles and we're trying to get all the action so that they could have these videos for later. And like in the middle, all of a sudden it's like, next fight is between Buck and one of their interns at the radio
It was Stump Boy Dan.
Buck didn't like something he said, and the other guy wants a job in radio.
Now, here's what it was. It was, so Buck and their stunt kid, because I wasn't on the morning show at that time yet.
Okay.
And so Buck and Dan didn't get along. And
So they were going to settle.
There was a throwdown. It was a fight in the octagon, and the loser had to quit. So it was between Buck quitting and Stump Boy Dan quitting.
Okay, so how long was it? You weren't here yet.
I was here. I was doing middays.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and they were doing the morning show. And then, so Buck wins, which Stump Boy Dan is never, he's not a fighter.
Yeah.
He doesn't know anything about
it. It'd be like me getting in a fight. Be like, wait, let's just hug and talk.
And Buck had been training at Jackson's for, I don't know, a couple months or something, so he knew some things. Plus, he outweighed Dan by 150 pounds.
Yeah, dude.
And so it was, I wouldn't say it was fair,
really. No, it definitely wasn't fair. It wasn't fair at all.
It was pretty entertaining to watch. There's actually a video out there on the Google.
We're going to throw Mighty Mouse in the ring with John Bones Jones. It's going to be a really good fight.
So you're saying that like Buck had some talent up in that ring?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to decide.
Weight division. I was just going weight class.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So. And I think it's the first MMA fighter that ever wore his T-shirt in the octagon during a fight.
Oh. Hey, that's mean. That's mean. That's mean.
So Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, he's the thing.
Largest action star in the history. Outgrossed everyone ever with just Blade Trinity.
Yeah.
He is the single greatest. You got Demolition Man. You've got the Blade movies.
Demolition Man 2.
He was in
Return to Construction Site.
I will say, I do like a lot of his movies.
I'm honestly trying to, like, I've been so over the top joking about it that I'm like, but really, what has he done? He
was in
Passenger 57. He was in New Jack City back in the day.
Let me hit the Google.
Let's top five action movies he was in. Blade number one, gotta be number one.
Yeah. Blade number two.
He's been in a bunch of
Blade two was
U.S. Marshals, Undisputed, Passenger 57, White Man Can't Jump, New Jack City, Demolition Man, Blade two, Blade Trinity, The Player, Expendables 3, Money Train, To Wong Fu, which is Steve-O's favorite movie.
Okay.
Jungle Fever, The Art of War, The Fan.
Oh my gosh.
Major League.
The Fan was fantastic.
Major League
was great.
Oh, Murder at 1600.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you ever see
Rising
The Fan?
With Sean Connery.
Oh,
The Fan was good.
He has been in some great movies.
He's been in a ton of movies.
The Fan was terrifying. He was like, he played for the San Francisco Giants, and Robert De Niro was this crazy fan.
Oh, I remember that.
Loved him. And, man.
Boiling Point, did you guys say that?
Yeah.
That was actually
a big
good.
Hit. He was in Critical Condition with...
Oh, he was in some really good movies.
Richard
Pryor.
Yeah,
his career has really gone down.
Okay.
Play It to the Bone?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He's been in a ton of movies,
guys. So Wesley Snipes, who has actually been in a considerable amount of great films.
Future Sport.
I take it back. Future Sport.
Your favorite movie.
Since his time, you know, with the Blade trilogy, maybe that was kind of the last time I think everybody, he was on the radar. He's kind of dropped off.
Spendables 3.
Yeah. He's been gone. Well, I'm here to announce Wesley Snipes is back. God bless you.
No, I already blessed me. It's over for you. Yeah. It's over for you. You broke your own pet peeve.
Can I guess what you're about ready to say? And I have no idea. Is he making his way over to the Christian film industry?
Oh, please. Oh, my gosh. Is it God's Not Dead Trinity?
We saw Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson. I'm so tired. Nicolas Cage.
Please tell me it's God's Not Dead Trinity.
I need epic music.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Wesley Snipes announced today a major shift in the movie industry. We've seen Nick Cage do it. We've seen Melissa Joan Hart do it. Nah, that's actually just a tease. He's joining up with WWE Studios.
Oh, come on. That's not, that's not
really
the same.
He's not doing Christian industry films.
No way.
No, yeah. He's, okay, I need that music again.
Nah, I don't know.
He announced with WWE Studios via this press release, they've entered in a deal with Wesley Snipes Media Production to produce two movies.
No! No!
No!
Man.
No!
I mean, could you just give it a shot? I haven't even...
Those are blood-curdling screams.
Wait, I didn't even... Okay. The first movie, Temple, will star Wesley Snipes along with Anne Heche and former WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins!
Oh, Anne Heche, what happened?
And Seth Rollins!
Come on.
It's going to be the biggest...
We got to go to break.
...movie of all time.
Yeah, we got to go to break.
So disappointing.
Yeah, that was kind of like...
Bleh. Well, I mean,
his
it's Wesley Snipes. The hype is real.
Done.
Just he's back, guys.
Yeah, no, he's not.
This is what we've been waiting for. This is the big announcement we've been waiting for. Wesley Snipes is back.
All right, we need you to stay tuned, Starmie, because when we come back, we need to tell you about this couple, Leslie and Keith.
Yeah, brother and sister.
This story is crazy.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to need you guys to team up, come together, and help out. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Bill Cosby's criminal case will move forward after a Pennsylvania appeals court rejects Cosby's motion to stop it.
Hackers calling themselves the United Cyber Caliphate announced on social media they hacked the U.S. State Department, releasing personal details and a warning.
Commuter's nightmare in Nashville.
Primaries in five eastern states.
This is the biggest expansion of U.S. ground troops in Syria since the U.S.-led effort against ISIS began. It's a six-fold increase to 300 personnel.
It's 7:36 and I am tired.
High today of 60 degrees.
You know what you need. Well, number one, to take a look at traffic. No accidents to report right now. You guys are doing a great job this morning. I'm proud of you and I love you. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
And you need a brand new 21 Pilot song.
Oh, really?
To get your day going. That's what you need.
All right. We're going to do that here in just a few minutes.
I'm telling you, that's what you need.
New Music Tuesday. Head on over to our Facebook page, Star88FM. Like us if you haven't. Tell us what you think of the new music. And also text us on the live line, 585-LIVE. It's a great way to communicate with us.
Tons of stuff coming in.
Because everybody loves texting. Nobody wants to talk anymore. They just want to text. And, you know, we're going to meet that need.
Which, by the way, somebody texted in when we were talking about Wills and said, hey, Dave Ramsey has some local providers for Wills on his website.
Nice.
Cool.
So, if you got, there you go.
I think I'll just type one up.
There you go. I can get you a paper towel.
Here's another thing. You type one up, print it out, you sign it, and then have a buddy videotape you signing it.
Mm-hmm.
Have the witnesses there so there's proof that I signed it. Then you don't have to spend money on all this Will stuff.
I love it.
Just saved you guys a ton of money. Actually, don't even listen to me. I don't even know if that works, but... All right, we also are going to talk about the science behind losing your socks in the laundry. Scientists actually took some time to figure this out. And I can't wait. I have not read it yet. I can't wait to find out what actually happens to those socks. Do they eat it? Do they eat the socks?
Of course they do.
I love it.
You see, it gets
things
going,
disappear, and
then it just gets wrapped
up.
There
are no answers.
And I don't think so. I don't think it eats it.
Speaking of eating things, Microsoft is eating my heart right now with a small fork.
What?
Because I just bought a Xbox One. Mm-hmm. Finally. Turns out the rumors are true. The PlayStation, the Xbox, and the Nintendo all are going to have new consoles this year.
Really? You got to be kidding. And I'm not talking about for me, because I've had my Xbox since it came out. I'm talking about you, buddy.
I just got that stupid video game system so I could play it with you.
Pretty solid.
Well, I'm going to get that new Xbox.
It's just a new version of the Xbox One.
What?
So it's,
what?
It's, I don't know. Allegedly, like an upgradable version coming this year. Hatred.
Okay.
It's like our phones. Why? Why do we do it, guys?
New Music Tuesday.
What?
We're about ready to get taken on a ride.
It's true. This is the latest single from 21 Pilots.
I just saw what you did there.
What'd I do?
It was terrible.
It's called Ride.
I love this song.
Oh, it's called Ride?
That's what the song's called.
No
Ride.
He didn't know. He just...
FYI, videotaped wheels are not valid in New Mexico.
Darn it!
What? Liveline. Yeah, Liveline.
Don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Ah! Going out to Luke Jeter.
585 Live. Let us know what you think of the new 21 Pilots. I've been thinking too much. I've been thinking too much. Help me. That's the latest from 21 Pilots. Ride on Star 88. And what are they saying?
I don't feel like we even have to read it.
Do we really need to?
People are going to be like, yes, this is my favorite song ever. 21 Pilots, my favorite band ever. I can't breathe right now. Oh, my gosh. I was just in my car, too. I can't believe I relate to them so well.
12 comments already on the live line.
Good beat, Keeper. Yeah, man. Yay. I normally like 21 Pilots, but this is terrible, says Alicia. Oh,
are you serious?
Yep. Kind of reggae.
Alicia needs to go away.
Kind of Vampire Weekend. I say yes without any hesitation whatsoever. I love 21 Pilots, and this is one of my favorite songs. I really dig it. One of my faves on the record, Dig from the Nanny. Now, can I get some Owl City, please? No. And Laura says, yes, more awesomeness from 21 Pilots. So much dig. There you go.
Dude, I definitely wanted to mention this because we got a bunch of comments on the live line. These are my favorite comments.
Let's hear it.
I love Ride, but it's not new, LOL.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Here's
new
the
for
deal,
the station.
Bro. Yeah. When singles are released, it is a new single. We understand that the record released, but it's still a new song to radio.
Yeah,
so
it's new to radio.
Fact it's the brand police. New single. Yeah. Thank you.
They push out songs intermittently during an album cycle. That's why you heard Tearing My Heart for a while.
Yeah.
And then you heard Stressed Out for a while. And now you're going to hear Ride for a while.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll put out another one. I don't know if they'll get four singles off of it. They could. You never know.
Yep.
Thank you for all of the feedback.
I want to see if there's anybody that didn't like it on the live line. Like, everybody's just like, ah, reggae vibe, reggae vibe, reggae vibe. Love it, love it, love it. Keep it, love it.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's 21 Pilots. Come on, man. New Music Tuesday continues a little after 8 o'clock. It is 7:45.
That's good.
7:45.
It's solid, man. Yeah, it's a good time. Did you guys see that the high today is going to be 60 degrees? Did anybody see that? It's going to rain today? Just wanted to throw that out there. Not, you know.
No accidents to report. I hope it rains today, but it probably won't. That's your look at traffic.
Please rain.
We want to see you in the purple rain.
So this morning we were supposed to have Leslie on.
Yes.
This young lady... is, oh my goodness, I can't imagine can't imagine what she's going through, what her family's going through.
Right.
And she wanted to be on this morning to talk about her story with her brother.
Leslie and Keith, they're brothers and sisters. They were both recently diagnosed with lymphoma.
Yeah.
And it's an unreal story. I know you have the news clip.
We can share some of the details, and then I'll play some of this news story.
I mean, she had this like nagging cough. And here, if there's one thing that I keep hearing from stories like this is, I need to stop being so stubborn about going to the doctor. I will say I'm the most stubborn. And Chrissy's constantly like, you need to go get that checked out. You need to go da 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 da. And I'm like, nah, whatever. Nah, I'm good. Fine. But Leslie finally was like, you know what? I got this cough that's just not going away. I got to go check on it. And got some crazy news.
Leslie Zerker was supposed to get married tomorrow.
I just didn't have time for this.
In February, Leslie went to the doctor for a lingering cough. She was soon diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma.
I didn't expect cancer at all. Definitely furthest thing from my mind.
Starting chemotherapy immediately. Her wedding couldn't wait until April 2nd.
I can't get married without my hair. So we either do it now or we wait a year. And my husband, Josh, he was like, well, let's do it now.
Leslie says she was just starting to figure out what life looked like in and out of the hospital and as a newlywed when cancer struck again.
It's just not fair. Sorry.
Within a few weeks of Leslie's diagnosis, her younger brother, Keith, a Rio Rancho firefighter, was diagnosed with cancer, too.
Then once we got to the ER, we told them that my sister had lymphoma 2 weeks ago, and they were like, well, this is... I guess we don't really have to break the news to you, because you kind of already know what it is.
Keith, too, had a cough he couldn't shake. He was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
We don't have any history of cancer in our family, and it's just, we're like a healthy family.
They're now fighting the disease side by side, relying on faith and each other.
I know I'm not strong enough to get through it alone, so.
They even shaved their heads together. Friends, family, and Rio Rancho firefighters followed suit.
That's been incredible to have people love us like this.
And for two siblings who already call each other best friends, they say even cancer can't crush their spirits.
I couldn't ask for a better cancer buddy.
It is such an unreal story how you have Leslie finds out because of a cough that she has lymphoma, she has cancer, and then her brother finds out he's got it too.
Yeah.
So they're both...
Dude, it fully puts life in perspective as you're driving to work or maybe school or just listening, podcasting it, whatever, and thinking about life and struggles and problems, which are very real. I definitely don't want anyone to feel like their problems are belittled because we all go through something. We're all dealing with something. But I definitely do think that there are times where we can see an issue in our life, a problem in our life, something that's not changing in our life, and think it's so impossible. It just feels impossible. And then you hear stories of human beings like Leslie and her brother Keith who are going through this, and then you think, man, my situation seems so insignificant in this moment, and Lord, forgive me for putting so much weight onto something because... I don't know what that's like right now. Yeah. I don't know. But we as a community, we as a body of believers in Christ have an obligation to care for the suffering, for those hurting. And so our friend Katie, I was talking to her this week and she was sharing this, and it's like, what can we do to help out? And I do know that North Church here in Albuquerque is going to be doing something special for the family this weekend. We've posted all of the details on our Facebook page, facebook.com/star88fm, if you would like more information, you know, because a lot of times we hear stories and it's like, what can I do to help? How can I get involved? And this is an excellent opportunity, a way that you can get involved in the lives of these incredible human beings, a way to contribute, because Yeah, man.
Yeah, and you know, maybe you're just listening. Just pray as well.
Amen.
Pray. We serve this amazing, humongous God who, of course, can heal these two.
Yeah.
He could take away the cancer. Sometimes we don't know why these storms come into our lives, you know? But, you know, they're in it. They're in it, yeah. And it looks like they have each other, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine, but they have each other, and they have God.
Yeah.
They have faith. And so if you are listening right now, just, you know, add them to your prayer list.
And Leslie was supposed to come in this morning. She was going to hang out with us and share the story herself, but she had her fifth round of chemotherapy yesterday, and it kind of knocked her down. As you can imagine, she was feeling weak, and she just didn't think she was going to be able to do it. She still wants to come in and definitely talk here in the future about what God is doing in her life, because I just the strength that you hear, you know, like the very real just emotion and it, as a human being, getting to go through life with other human beings and realize that none of us are immune to pain, to suffering, to hurt, to wrongs. I think that's it. That's the crux of it. That's the importance. That's the purpose of Jesus Christ, because all of us, every single one of us human beings breathing oxygen, we're gonna go through something, and we definitely can't do it alone. Maybe it's not a health concern. Maybe it's an addiction. Maybe you're dealing with something outside of yourself that you just can't overcome. Maybe it's a relationship that you don't understand, or maybe a lack thereof. We got a text yesterday from that girl who was just brokenhearted because her significant other walked out. The person she was going to spend the rest of her life with is gone, you know? And it's like, how do I cope? How do I live? How do I breathe? Moment by moment, minute by minute, through the grace and mercy and compassion and love of Jesus Christ, because we serve a God who understands all of it, all of the struggles, all the battles, all the trials we've been through. He gets it, because he walked this earth as a human in flesh. He put on that flesh to kind of not just to be like, look, guys, I did it. I could totally do it. But so that in turn we can look to this great high priest who has gone through everything and know that, man, that guy gets it. That guy gets it. And we serve a God of compassion and love and mercy who just wants to carry your burdens for you and just like hug you through it. You know? So
We shared the details.
All of them.
On our Facebook page. You can go to Star88FM. I also shared them on my Facebook page as well. If you follow me.
Nice.
You
I
can
think we're all going to share it on our personal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And feel free. Grab that and share it. Grab that link and share it. Share that story, because that's a rare situation.
Think about this. That's one family in the Albuquerque community. Just this last weekend, I posted something else on the Star page because our dear friend Clopez, guitar player at Calvary Knob Hill, and just one of my favorite human beings, they're trying to get a wheelchair ramp for like an electronic wheelchair ramp for their van, you know? And so like family, there's constantly going to be a need, and it's just wherever God points us, we need to just be responsive to that, you know, to what it is that God is calling us to
do. And then one of the best ways to, like, if you're going through something difficult, one of the best ways that I've learned to get through it is to take the focus off of what you're going through by helping other people.
Amen.
And so they're seriously like that. Yeah. It can literally just change the world for you.
Yeah.
When you invest in other people. And, I mean, that's like the whole thing. That's a big piece of the gospel. It's just, it could be the entire gospel, is that it's not about you. Because you know, what was done through Jesus Christ is something that we could never achieve. So apply that in this situation. Take your mind off yourself and off the bad things you're going through. Not to say that they're not real or that they're not important.
Or you should bury your head in the sand.
Because don't do that. Just for a moment, find a way that you can help somebody else.
Yeah.
Because it can change the way that you think about what you're going through.
Absolutely.
And there are many opportunities. There's this one. Go to our Facebook and then scroll down. There's the opportunity with Clopez. So many opportunities for you guys to just help out other people.
Yep, we will continue to pray. That's for sure. I hope we can get Leslie on sometime soon.
I do too.
She's coming home. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you, man?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Good.
Fantastic.
Tired.
Hey, I was just listening to the story about the brother
with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah.
Got something coming up this weekend through Albuquerque area, Firefighter Random Acts. And it's something I'm going to, an event I'm going to. It's Sunday from 2:30 to 5:30 at BCFD Station 30 on 4th Street. It's like a quick 5, 10, 15 minute informational thing, cheek swab. Helps you get hooked up to be a donor if you want.
Oh, wow. That's sweet, cool. Man. Thanks for calling us.
Will you share that information? Can you? Do you have the, like, maybe the event, or is there a way to share that information to our Facebook page?
Or you can text us?
Yeah, there's a Albuquerque Area Firefighters Random Acts Facebook page that I know of.
I will go.
So just search those guys. And
all right. We'd love to share those details, man.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
All right. Thank you. Later, guys.
Later.
All right. We have to take a break. Tao's got some more headlines. Good morning. Hang out with us.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for The Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Kelly Ripa will be back to work tomorrow morning. She's been out since Wednesday. She disappeared after our network, ABC, informed her that her partner, Michael Strahan, would be leaving the show to work on Good Morning America. So for the past few days, they've been doing Live with Kelly and Michael without Kelly. She's been live with and Michael. So according to what was said on the show today, anyway.
It's Monday, April 25th. Kelly had a scheduled day off to celebrate her 20th wedding anniversary with her husband Mark. She's gonna be back tomorrow, which we're all excited about.
That's definitely a lie. They are all excited about it except him.
From what we've heard so far with Kelly and Mike, things are pretty good between them.
Whatever.
Not that I really wanted, you know, some drama or anything.
But is it really good, or is it like, hey, cameras are on, let's put our game faces on good?
See, I was thinking Kelly is one of those people that just would come on set and throw down.
This was not okay what you did.
Well, I'm glad she
calling
didn't
you out,
it.
Michael. I'm calling you out.
8:03, good morning.
High today of 60 degrees.
Oh, man. Shout out to Chris, our IT guy. The computers are working great. Let's take a look at traffic. There is an accident and the shoulder is blocked. I-25 south at Jefferson. I believe there was a similar accident yesterday. You guys watch out for that. Partially because of the road construction that is going on. Osuna between Jefferson and Diversion Channel. You guys be really careful. Again, accident I-25 south at Jefferson Street. It's exit 229. Happened about 10 minutes ago. That's your look at
traffic. Whoa!
See
coming
you,
up,
Dex.
World's meanest mom found in Minnesota.
Oh my goodness!
Guys, we're going to talk about this lady from Minnesota.
Oh gosh!
What?
I don't know. It was better.
Minnesota. So bad. They're so
guys,
bad.
Coming up, we're going to talk about this girl from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Okay, guys?
Coming out from Minnesota.
Hey, I'm from Jersey, but I kind of sound like Minnesota, so I just don't know what to do with my accent.
We're just out here hanging out in the snow, don't you know? And looking around.
Uh-huh.
Looked over there on the lake, and what do you know? I saw a monster. So I walked over there and said, "You get out of there, you monster." And it did.
Thank you for holding. If it's ringing, just let it ring. If I pick up the phone, wait patiently while we get to you.
Not happening. Not happening, bro.
All right.
Before
we get into our next new music track.
This is Science Minute.
Oh, great.
Scientists finally figured out why the laundry eats your socks.
I'm glad they're working on good stuff like that and saving the environment and whatnot.
And no, they don't magically disappear. Basically, it depends on how much laundry you do, the number of people in your house, and the number of socks in a load. A psychologist and a statistician came up with a mathematical formula called Sock Loss Index.
Oh my gosh.
It's super complicated, but I'm going to give this a shot. Here's the gist.
Yes.
First, you multiply the number of people in a household times the frequency of washes.
Nailed it.
You also multiply the different types of washes you do, like darks, whites, different temperatures, times the number of socks you wash in a week. Oh, man, I missed it.
Gosh, man, I wish you were better at math. We need Luke Jeter here. Luke Jeter, fantastic at math. Where is he?
There's so much that goes into this, but here's the deal. Here's the top three reasons people give for losing socks. They fall behind furniture.
Oh, dude.
One sock doesn't make it in. Mm-hmm. Or they get blown away when they're drying outside. Because, you know, when you live in Minnesota, no. we like to put our laundry outside on the...
I have four reasons.
Yeah, all of a sudden, we're like almost Irish.
I feel like I'm... You're almost like the beginning of Aladdin. Yeah. Like, you're like...
Salam and welcome.
You know, because when you go to Minnesota... here's the thing.
Please, come closer.
These socks...
Too close.
Socks get lost in sheets. I fold laundry because I know this.
Oh, yeah.
They get lost in sheets. Mm-hmm.
They do. That's true. They get lost in, like, shirts, other mm-hmm. pieces of clothing.
Yep.
I think Chrissy got overwhelmed this weekend because she said, can you do our laundry? That's exactly how she said it. Can you do our laundry? And I said... Can do. I'm that guy. I'm like clothing hoarder. Like at the end of the day, I'll like walk over to my side of the bed and just go and just strip everything off, like all of it. So by the end of the week, there's seriously like Mount Doom over by my side of the bed. Just mm-hmm.
Why don't you have a laundry basket?
Oh, we do. And so Chrissy finally just gave up because she used to be like, will you please throw that in the laundry basket? I'm like, but it's in our closet. It's so far away from our bed. So this weekend she said, can you please just do the laundry? So I grabbed all of my Mount Doom, you know, from my pile of Mordor and also the laundry basket, which was full, and I threw everything in our washer together.
Mr. Mom style?
Like, all of it. Like, ain't nobody got time for this one giant load. Here is a crap ton of just soap.
Did you wash it cold?
I don't know. I put it on because it was so heavy. You had to do hot with whites. Yeah, I just smash it all down.
Hot with whites.
Yeah, and here's the deal: you can wash it all together if you use cold water.
Well, I used heavy duty because it was such a heavy duty load that I was like, I don't know. I got a spaceship for a washer, so it's like there's 37 buttons, and I'm like, does one say permanent press? Certainly not delicates. Okay, not speed wash.
I wonder how much stuff shrunk.
Everything looked great. But then I started to try and pull... I had to try and pull it out to put it in the dryer. And everything was just like it just giant pretzel. Like the pants were wrapped around the hoodies that were wrapped around
Have you ever taken clothes out of the washing machine? That's how they are.
Yeah.
Oh.
They spin.
They spin and they dry, sort of.
It's always like
that. It's always like that.
Guys, this weekend was the first time I ever did laundry. I'm in my 30s.
Concussion. You're almost 40.
I'm not almost 40.
Yeah, you are. Very close.
This is our first time. Chrissy, you're doing him no favors.
Painfully close to
40. That's unbelievable.
Okay.
Anyways.
I have four reasons for lost socks.
Oh, you
number one, forgetfulness.
For it, yeah.
Number two, panda. Mm-hmm. Number three, beans. Okay. And number one, Johnny Scott Dangerlot.
He loves those socks.
He picks stuff up.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I got my laundry out. And had it in the laundry basket. And he walked over and picked up a shirt. I made a video of it. And he was playing with like a like pots and pans in the kitchen. And he walked over with the shirt and threw the shirt in the pan and then picked up a wooden spoon and started stirring the shirt. And then he would put the lid back on the pot.
That's good.
He'd pick it up and he would stir it and he would put it back on there.
Aww.
It's pretty good.
Little Jay Danger.
Jay Dub.
It says the average person loses 15 socks a year. That's a little over one sock a month, or 1,264 socks in your lifetime. It says nothing here about the washing machine eating socks. It's not here. Mm. Thank you for holding!
Gosh, well, we did talk for a very long time.
Guys, I don't know how to cope.
Nothing to do with socks.
Teo's been trying to get me to see this trailer for a cat movie for some time now.
Oh, you haven't seen this yet?
I just got word that Key and Peele actually got Keanu Reeves to voice the cat in Keanu. And now I'm going to be in the front row.
This is what.
Woo! Keanu Reeves! Sorry, breaking news. Keanu Reeves.
Why didn't you just watch it when I sent it to you?
It's New Music Tuesday, guys.
No, it's Keanu Tuesday.
Keanu.
All day, air day. I love you, Keanu.
Keanu.
Talk about this song, We Are a Vessel.
It's called Holding On. Today we're premiering it. They're from South Georgia. Modern worship Christian rock band. We are a vessel. A little over a year into their music ministry, these talented men of the Lord continue to create music that reaches out to the hurting and broken. This song they did with Jeremy Holderfield, who's a guitar player for Seventh Day Slumber. And they believe this project was brought together for a purpose.
Ooh.
Check it out.
We are vessels.
And we're back.
Holding On. What are they saying about it on the text line and on Facebook?
We got two voicemails. One of them says, hello. Hello. Timothy, happy birthday. This is your grandma. Call me back.
Good.
We also got one that just says, we know Silo.
Okay.
I don't.
All right. Thank you.
I don't know what happened.
Facebook.com/Star88FM. What are they saying about
Casey
it?
Casey says it's okay, not my favorite. Chris Michelle joining account says, Chris loves it, wanted to play air guitar. I will just say it was good. Thank you, Michelle. Joel the Nanny says, they look way too happy in their picture. The song isn't really my style, so no.
Yeah.
And then Thebe said, talking to yourself is generally frowned upon. So I've heard. Not overly impressed with this. Vocals feel Seventh Day Slumberish. To which I replied, guitar player from Seventh Day Slumber produced this track. So there you go. And Thebe says, well, okay.
So there you go.
I'd like to point out, we got the firefighter event posted to the Star 88 timeline. Thanks to Steve for posting that up there, free event this weekend to get on the bone marrow registry. So
thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Good job, Steve. Okay. 4 out of 5 women wear uncomfortable shoes at least once a month.
Dude, I know I do.
30% have trouble walking for 2 days after a night out.
What?
34% have gone out with a spare pair of shoes in their purse for when their heels get too painful.
What?
Guys, you just got to get some insoles for those heels. That's what I do, too.
Yeah. Man, when I'm wearing my pumps,
I wear heels.
My feet ache for at least 3 or 4 days.
I feel so tall in my pumps. Reebok pumps. Just kidding. Guys, check this out. An iconic Albuquerque restaurant has been demolished.
Which one is this?
Paul's Monterey Inn.
Really?
Whoa.
Crews are demolishing Paul's Monterey Inn at Lomas Ouantabo.
It had been
open since the 70s, but financial problems forced it to close last year. Paul's Monterey Inn has been featured in several hit TV shows, including Breaking Bad. No word yet on what might replace it, but I'll tell you, I'm betting it's going to be a Panda Express.
I was going to say, it's like right near an area where it's like, and there's a Wendy's, and there's a, yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Wow, Paul's Monterey, that's crazy.
I've been there before.
Golden State Warriors star Stephen Curry, thank you, I said it right, is out for at least 2 weeks after he sprained his knee during a Sunday playoff game against the Houston Rockets. The Warriors could finish off the Rockets tomorrow night, which means they'll start a series with either the Clippers or the Trailblazers next week.
Here's the thing. Steve Curry is, right now,
Stephen Curry,
the greatest basketball player of all time.
No. Not of all time. You could stop with
right now.
Mike. Yeah, but not right now of all time.
All time right now.
No, that's like...
In the universe right now, all time.
Two different things.
Now, the Warriors might be the greatest team ever right now.
Okay, that's not you.
So they don't necessarily need Stephon Curry.
Stephon? Oh, what man. Is this? Family Matters?
Well, you know, he goes by Steve. He goes by Steven. He goes by Stephon. He goes by Steph.
Steph. Uber settled a lawsuit with their drivers Sunday night. Drivers are now allowed to accept tips.
Wow.
They'll have to be in cash, however, and if you don't tip, a driver could give you a bad rating, which could make it harder for you to get rides. So there you go.
That's how that works, huh? It's on a rating system?
Yeah, I had no idea. I've only used Uber once.
Wow.
I hope I got a good tip. We had a good conversation. I only spilled my coffee on the guy 3 times. Once I threw it on him.
Man, this weekend, I think I'm gonna get an Uber. I'm going to have an Uber pick me up and take me to the grocery store.
Apparently, it's mean if you have to get to the airport and then you're not even late. You have hours to get there, but you want to get there faster because you're sick of the awkward, you know, conversation going on. And people consider it mean if you're like, faster, driver, faster, and then you throw the coffee. Apparently, I got a bad rating.
That's not okay.
Sounds normal to me.
You can't
typical
do that.
Typical life.
You can't do that.
The full cast for the upcoming season of Twin Peaks was released. Kyle MacLachlan, Sherilyn Fenn, David Duchovny are coming back. And some of the new names are Michael Cera, Amanda Seyfried, and Jennifer Jason Leigh.
So this is
Twin Peaks.
This isn't a remake.
This is the furthering of
I
the
loved
first
Twin Peaks.
Never watched.
Really?
Never seen a single one.
Oh, it was really good.
I hear
good.
It's great.
Yeah.
I hear it's really, really
but
great.
But is it real? Okay. Here's a question.
Kind of X-Files-y weird.
So
before
that,
the X-Files.
Like, that perfectly sums up what I'm about to ask. Like, is it really great now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or was it really great? Because X-Files, I went back and I was like, dude, I love the X-Files. Sunday nights, every Sunday, we would watch the X-Files in the Jeter household.
X-Files.
Like, yeah, high school! And then I went back and started trying to watch season one, and I was like, oh my gosh. This is
for its
terrible.
Time. For its time, it was great. Now,
okay, so there you go. For its time.
Here's the
because
thing.
Because you know
though.
What else was great for its time? The Neverending Story. It was amazing. That movie is so bad.
Yeah, but times are different. They will make it good.
So bad.
They will make it good. This will be a great show.
Yeah, but if I need to go backwards in time to watch the old one so that I can get caught up to
well,
the one
well, get through
that can...
it then. You know, put on your big boy pants and binge through it.
I can't. I washed them, and now they're like... lime green with a little pink in there. Like, yeah.
Man, that's
cool.
I,
that's why I don't do laundry.
A federal appeals court has reinstated Tom Brady's 4-game suspension for Deflategate.
Yes.
Why are you doing the no thing?
Sorry.
It's a good thing.
That. It was just
he's pretty much out of options at this point, so he'll probably just have to suck it up and sit out 4 games next season.
Mm.
Brady hasn't commented, but the NFL Players Association said they were, quote, disappointed in the decision,
okay.
That they'd, quote, review it, whatever that means. By the way, Tom's buddy Donald Trump has heard about this, and he wants everybody to, quote, leave Tom Brady alone.
You look amazing. Your hair rocks.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
Nathan Fillion has an interesting role in the Guardians of the Galaxy sequel.
Oh, man, I'm so sad.
So interesting, I don't think anybody really knows what it is.
No! Will you stop playing that, please?
He could possibly be playing Simon Williams.
No! That's actually
Simon
a good thing.
Williams
That's a good thing
is an actor.
Yeah.
Also,
he's
Wonder Man.
Yeah!
Wonder Man? There's a Wonder Man?
Okay,
there's
don't
a Wonder
you
Man.
Do it.
I had no idea.
No.
Dude, remember when we were in line for Batman v Superman, and there was these kids in front of us, and they were going, I mean, like, Superman, and then you got, like, Supergirl, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it was like, and then Wonder Woman. Thankfully, there's no, like, Wonder Man. And Teo and I are like...
We just exchanged looks.
Yeah, we didn't even say a word.
Did you shove
we
the kids?
We just looked
no.
at
did you
each
walk
other,
up and,
shove
and
it was
the
like
kids?
This knowing,
you
like...
You shoved them.
No,
guys.
Because
so
here's the
stupid.
Thing. Here's the thing. If you even start,
yeah,
like you know us as the biggest nerds you've ever hung out with. But if you go to a comic book movie, come with us to Civil War. Just come with us.
Yeah, dude. For
standing,
real.
Standing
just
in
stand
line
with us.
You just have to hold your tongue.
Here's
because
the thing.
If you,
I don't want
to
ruin.
On.
Okay.
If you even start, if you hear something like that, and if you even start to go into it, you will end up spending an hour and a half debating the power set of some C-list character that no one cares, that
dude,
neither of you cares about, but you're just debating to be right.
It happened to us around us at Batman v Superman.
And we weren't even engaging.
Wow. We were standing there, and so there's those dudes in front of us, and they're like, yeah, no Wonder Man. And then I'm like, actually, it's a Marvel. And just, so Teo and I, we don't say a word. We know.
Nothing.
We know. There's the knowing look, so we look at each other and we're like, so much better than them. And then...
I'm a nerd.
And then behind us, there was another family, and they started talking like The Dark Knight and Chris Nolan film and this and that. And then all of a sudden, this other guy walks up with popcorn and...
This like 40-year-old super nerd, basically the comic book
this
store
is
owner
nerd city.
Yes.
From The Simpsons.
Yes.
And walks up and just launches into his theory and how he could have fixed Man of
Steel. Nerd alert. Oh, man. You want to know how I'd fix Man of Steel? And I was like, oh,
no.
Lord in heaven, if this is it, please, we're going through what's next right now. Skip says we're in times. Just end it now.
Nerd.
I don't even need to see this movie. Just end it all now.
But anyway, all that to say, I totally get why you don't know who this is, because he's probably a C-list
character.
Yeah. Simon Williams in the Marvel Universe was an actor, and he started off as a villain. He got this power set, super strength, he can fly all this crap. And he started off as a bad guy who fought the Avengers, and then later reformed and became a good guy.
He became part of the Avengers yes. West Coast team.
And yeah. he became an Avenger. And he is super, super powerful. I don't even think people know how
He's
powerful
he is.
He's
also Grim Reaper's brother.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
Yo, yo, no!
But this is all speculation. I don't even know why people are really running with this. But yeah, it looks like a scene in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is going to take place on Earth.
Yeah.
Don't know if it's in present day or if it's in the 80s, but it looks like Nathan Fillion is playing Tony Stark in a movie, and it looks like Simon Williams is the actor he's portraying.
So allegedly there's a Simon Williams movie marathon or something like that.
Yeah. Because
there's a bunch of different movie posters at this movie theater with our boy.
So Nathan who knows? Fillion. Who even knows? But Nathan Fillion is in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Nerd alert!
So Chrissy hey. Is going to be stoked.
Joe, she's already texted me in all caps.
Speaking of other nerdy, cool, nostalgic things, we knew this was happening. They announced it a few months ago, but now we've got a date. Hi-C is bringing back Ecto Cooler to celebrate the new Ghostbusters movie. Something strange. It's going to hit shelves May 30th. If you grew up in the 80s, 90s, you got to sample Ecto Cooler, and it was the best. It's like Slimer Green, awesome Hi-C.
Ghostbusters!
I'm afraid of all the ghosts.
Wow, that was hot. That was hot.
Yeah, it really was.
I meant like I potted it up too hot.
Yeah, you were killing everybody. Thanks for that.
Hello.
But anyway, yeah, Ecto Cooler coming back May 30th.
That's cool.
And that's all the news I'm going to say for now.
Okay. Hey, on Wednesday, tomorrow, we're going to have Neville Shende. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Neville Shende!
He was Prince's bus driver for about a year. He's got great stories.
I'm willing to bet he does.
Mm-hmm. New Music Tuesday continues. Next.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
All is well. We're back with the Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Bill Cosby's criminal case will move forward after a Pennsylvania appeals court rejects Cosby's motion to stop it.
Hackers calling themselves the United Cyber Caliphate announced on social media they hacked the U.S. State Department, releasing personal details and a warning.
Commuter's nightmare in Nashville.
Primaries in five eastern states.
This is the biggest expansion of U.S. ground troops in Syria since the U.S.-led effort against ISIS began. It's a six-fold increase to 300 personnel.
Good morning. Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. So known as the Morning Invasion.
That's us!
We got that podcast for you. Google Play, iTunes, star88.fm. Lots of ways you can listen to the shows each and every day. 8:33.
High today of 60 degrees.
Man, our phone, it's ringing, but nobody's... Is somebody there? Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Okay, bye.
They're backing up!
Goodness sakes.
No, I don't know.
Goodness sakes, I tell you.
Hey, we got a update on traffic from the live line. Which, by the way, if you'd like to chime in on our live line, you can text us 24-7. We're at 585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. Traffic is at a crawl, I-25 southbound. That's according to the live line. I don't know why.
I don't see anything showing up on the map, but I guess it could be that accident that was at Jefferson earlier. I don't know.
What if traffic was literally at a crawl, where people had to get out of their cars and like crawl to their destination?
That would be awful.
That would be.
Who wants that?
So I guess it could be worse. At least you're just sitting in your car and listening to us.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is.
You know?
That's true. Okay.
By the way, thanks from the live line. That's your look at.
Traffic!
Yeah.
Coming up right after this New Music Tuesday track.
Oh, I can't wait!
Do you even know what I'm going to talk about?
No.
I don't either. I'm excited.
Hey, my job is to just be stoked on life, right? And get everybody excited.
You're absolutely right.
That's my job.
You can be my wingman anytime.
Oh, dude. So I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah.
Right?
Good parent or bad parent?
Awesome parent, man. That's me.
We're going to find out if this mom truly is the world's meanest mom.
Whoa. Okay.
In Minnesota.
World's meanest mom of all time right now.
We're going to find out right after this track.
This is the latest from The Quiet Science. It's a track called Bonfires from their new release that's yet to be released, but it's a worship project. And we want to know what you guys think about it. So go to facebook.com/star88fm.
The Quiet Scientists. Or The Quiet Science. Whichever.
Quiet Science.
Whatever he wants. It's called Bonfires. New Music Tuesday on Star 88.
Now let's see. They have a new album called The Rekindling of the Stars. It's going to be their third most worship-centric album to date. We have always shaped our songs to tell honest stories of life, the good and the bad, stories that always end in redemption and renewal. Our songs typically end in a place of worship, but at this time in our lives, we wanted to create a project that was purely worship, focused on restoration. A worship album that could be deeply personal for the individual, but one that could also be sung in a community setting. The idea of rekindling has grown to have a different definition to us. When you look at creation and you realize the creator that made us also made the stars, everything becomes more beautiful. The stars, the sky, the world around us. In another sense, I imagine that we are the stars. When we find the hope that we have in him, we become brighter. We can shine out in the dark for the world to see.
I like that, Tao.
Yeah, that's from the band.
Thanks, Tao. Hmm.
Thanks, Dex.
Your poetry is amazing.
Literally copy and paste.
Bromance over here.
Good morning. 8:40.
High today of 60 degrees.
Pray for me, guys. Just pray for me.
What's happening?
Ugh.
Feeling all right?
No, my sleep is all just messed up, and I just can't figure it out.
I second that emotion.
I circle that emotion.
I'm literally shaving years off my life because of my stupid sleep schedule.
Well, you need to get a new razor.
Gaining more weight.
The worst part is recognizing it, and there's literally nothing you can do because you're like, well, this isn't changing.
Guys, life and aging is like a runaway train. You can't stop it. You just have to enjoy the ride.
Train never cr-
Here's the deal. After the show, I think we need to sit down with Chip and Daniel, and we need to talk about moving the morning show to afternoons. Okay. I can't do mornings anymore.
He's over it.
I think afternoons would work perfect into
Guys,
my schedule.
Can we do the morning invasion, but just start at like 2 p.m.? Can we just?
How cool would that be?
The morning invasion in the afternoon.
I could have mornings with my kids again and my wife.
No, dude, you could call it the drive time invasion.
No,
yeah, let's do it.
I really want to keep
Starmy,
it the morning
invasion.
Are you
okay with that? Because the people that are driving to work, they'll get us. Every day, they'll just get us on the ride home.
It could work. Yeah, I would enjoy this sleeping a little bit, go to the gym
yeah.
in the morning, get it over
so
with.
I would work out if I didn't have
nah,
to come here.
Don't even throw
what?
That out
here
there.
It
don't
is.
Even throw that out
here
there.
It is. So what we need to do is just sign a petition with Tommy at Desert Forge and say, Tommy.
Mm. A petition.
Sign a petition and say, Tommy. We need a 1 p.m. class.
That's still
too late. Have a one-
Guys,
it
would 11, just
maybe,
be
11:30.
11?
Maybe
really?
Right after the show.
We couldn't do that. Steve-O and I would have to come back to work.
Yeah.
So that's all right.
No. Oh. I actually shower when I go to the gym.
Okay.
You know what? If it meant that you would go to the gym, I would go with you.
Yeah,
if
me
it
too.
Was at 11.
Really?
I would go and come back to work. Stinky, gross, but I'd come back to work.
You know you would want it to be more like one, though, because you
How
could
about
get
you guys just get
you.
To work when I get to work at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Okay. Just make our families hate us.
Yeah, we could leave right after the show.
This all sounds
now,
terrible.
See, it's terrible. Let's move the show to the afternoon.
We're not moving
right.
the
morning invasion
show.
Starts
right.
at 2 p.m.,
yep, he's right.
2 to 6.
Your favorite morning show.
How cool would that
in
be?
In the afternoons.
2 to 6. We could get to work at what? Well, we'd have... Well, to get 8 hours in, what time would we have to be here?
What about literally everyone listening right now going, what would we do in the mornings?
You get here at noon every day? That'd be nice.
Who's going to do the morning show?
Huh?
Daniel.
Daniel can do this.
Well, no, I mean, we'd be taking drive time.
Birga.
So
Birga. Oh,
Birga.
Birga can do it.
Birga could have her call-in show. She could do it. It'd be awesome.
You're the worst of humanity.
I don't know what... I'm not
We're
joking
not doing
right now.
Our morning
show.
I know
this is
you're not.
A funny bit.
We're
is,
not doing our morning show
I
in
do
the afternoon.
You know what? Then you guys stay doing mornings. I'm going to afternoons.
Okay.
Thanks, will you be okay with that?
No, I want you to be happy. I think you're making a bad decision, but, I mean, that's on you.
I'll talk to Chip about it.
Okay. Give me that blood orange.
Today at the meeting.
Dude, we'll our dear friend who used to do radio here with us,
blood orange, man.
Shout out to Sally. She just chimed in and she said, not going to lie, afternoons and evenings are the shift.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
She loves it.
Because it's like, that'd be our shift, man.
Starmy, would you be okay with that if the invasion moved to afternoons? Text us. 585-LIVE. Let us know. How about replays in the morning, live in the afternoon?
Yeah. It'd be like SportsCenter where they just re-air SportsCenter
exactly.
all day. Yeah, that
I did it for years on the Buck and Deck show. It worked for a while.
Yeah, it's not gonna. Yeah, it seemed to work out really well for you guys.
Well, we lasted 15 years, so it must have worked pretty well.
Yeah. Let's just mail it in the mornings and just make afternoons the best one. Let's do that, guys.
All right, I got it. This is an example of mailing it in. You ready? Play my news intro.
Oh, you want me to?
Please, sir.
Let's hold on.
Pretty please? Okay. A fascinating take on the latest cake recipe, straight out of the news today. Oh. Mixing the flour with the sugar pre-oven is muy importante. Excuse my French. You've got to be able to get a good mix in there.
What?
Or your cake is going to come out flat. That's all for the news today. Thanks for listening to the Mediocre Morning Show with Teo.
See, this is why we got to stick to mornings. You know how many people blew up the live line just now saying, what would I do in the mornings? No, you guys, you do this. We gotta
guys, you'll get us in the afternoon. You'll be fine. You
good
get the podcast still.
What would I do in the mornings?
Most people podcast.
I need you to wake up. However, we did get a text from Angela who said, I'll do the morning show. You guys do whatever you need to do to stay
alive.
See,
we already got people that are going to volunteer to come and work for free. It's great.
Yeah, and it just usually that's where the top talent comes from. Just volunteers and interns.
Mm-hmm. Hey, stop talking about Mahoots.
No, Mahoots is great. Mahoots, that doesn't reflect you. Mahoots,
okay,
because you're incredible.
For now, we'll stay right here. So no worries, Starmy. All right, let's talk about this mom.
Let's do it.
You guys decide whether or not you think this mom is a good parent or a bad parent.
I choose good.
Well, let me tell you all about this.
No, you told me to...
Hey, let me tell you about this Minnesota woman here, okay?
Okay, please.
She's calling herself the world's meanest mom. After attempting to teach her teenage daughter a lesson, what did she do to receive such an honor? Well, Amy Adams has a 15-year-old daughter that has been disrespecting her and her siblings for quite some time. After giving numerous chances to shape up, the mother finally had enough after her daughter recently was caught skipping school.
She was on her one more chance and the truck was getting sold, and she blew that one more chance on Monday when she decided to skip school. I started that ad with, so because I'm the meanest mom in the world.
Fed up, Amy listed her daughter's truck on Craigslist, selling the pickup while advertising the punishment. The ad drips with sarcasm, but Amy says it's also drenched with truth, challenging the idea that parents need to act as friends.
Where are they going to be in life 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when they're wandering around disrespecting the wrong people?
Amy received hundreds of responses to the ad. Over half of them were other parents commending her. Amy hopes one day her daughter will appreciate her tough parenting.
I hope that she realizes that, you know, that it's okay to discipline your kids, and it's okay to have expectations, and it's okay for them to have consequences.
And when she learns those lessons, Amy says the money made on this truck will buy her a new car. For 11 News Now, I'm Joe Arena.
Thank you, Joe Arena.
Okay, I think that's good.
What?
Yeah.
You think that's good parenting?
Why would it not be?
She sold her truck, her daughter's truck, on Craigslist.
She told her she was going to if she didn't shape up.
Yeah, but parents do that all the time. They sit there and say, I'm going to sell your truck, and then do they? No, parents don't do that. It's
yes, they do.
No.
Yes, because you have to, the Bible says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. And I learned long ago from Chrissy, who is a great mom and wife,
when I used to threaten certain things like, oh, if you do that again, you're sleeping in the attic, and we don't have an attic, so just the roof.
Wait. The Bible says what?
Yeah.
The Bible says what?
Got to let your yes and your no be no. It means like you got to be a person of your word. So if you threaten your kids with, if you do that again, I'm selling your video game system.
I've really got to quit telling people that I'm never going to die.
Yeah. Because if they do it again, I didn't realize. You have to. And there have been multiple times where I've lashed out and been like, if you do that one more time, I'm gonna blah 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 blah, and then all of a sudden they do it again, and I'm like, oh crap, now I gotta get rid of this amazing toy.
I was just gonna say that,
and I
that's
have.
The thing, Steve-O, this mom clearly wasn't thinking straight.
No, she
because
was
because now that she's gotten rid of the truck, now she doesn't have somebody to go pick up the groceries at the grocery store. She can't drive her kids around.
Whose fault is that?
It's her fault for selling the truck, that she could have done other things
other
than sell the truck.
It's the kid's fault for being a dumb and literally like the next day going, yeah, I don't believe her. I'm just going to go ditch school. I'm so entitled.
I would say that it seems like an extreme punishment maybe from the onset. But then when you think about that, the kid's just ditching school and stuff and bucking, you know, like authority. Why, think of how her ditching school and stuff is going to affect her later in life. Because, I don't know, I doubt she's getting, you know, a pristine education, because the U.S. isn't really known for that.
Minnesota has good schools.
Okay. But I think, you know, if she doesn't receive some kind of consequence for just throwing off responsibility like that, how's she going to act later in life? She's going to get a job and then just be like, I don't want to go to work today. And then she gets fired, and then she can't get a job, and then she enters into a cycle of joblessness and eventually becomes homeless, living on the streets of Albuquerque, standing at the corner of Lomas and I-25, asking for money.
What just happened? Man.
Panhandling.
Dang, dude.
But anyway, I know that's crazy. I'm exaggerating, but for real, I think it's, you know, part of
obviously
this course,
I was joking around about
joking.
This whole
you
thing.
You were not joking.
Okay. Recently, there was a snafu in my household where my eldest, whom I love with my heart and soul, wrecked our garage door accidentally.
He did.
Right, and I looked at him and said, "You are grounded for the rest of your life." Yeah,
you
rest
him.
Of your life. I did not. Oh my god, I did not whip him. I didn't even
Zorro.
Stop using that. Stop using that sound effect. I didn't even touch him.
PTSD.
In fact, I said, oh my god,
stop it.
I said, go. I can't. Ground for the rest of your life. And then later, I said, hey, I want to retract that. You're not grounded just until you're 27, right? And like, still. He's still grounded.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What? How? For how long?
I don't know.
What happened last week?
I said the rest of his life.
What?
So I'm like, gosh, this sucks, kid.
You even got it fixed.
I got to let my yes be yes. Yeah. So what? I got it fixed, but I said.
So what is he not allowed to do right now?
Anything.
He can't do anything?
He goes to school. As soon as he's done with school, he does his homework.
I'm glad I'm not.
He's allowed to brush his teeth.
Glad you're not my dad.
He's allowed to do his homework. He's allowed to go to baseball. And as soon as baseball's over, he eats dinner and he goes straight to bed.
Wow.
Until he's 27.
Okay, this mom in Minnesota, she...
Jack, you're not going to be grounded to 27.
She found out her daughter was skipping school. And so the punishment was that she sold her daughter's Dodge Ram on Craigslist.
What year was it?
I'm not sure. It looks like
a 96,
that's an older one.
Maybe 97. Yeah. That's okay.
And those are nice. My parents have
bad
one of those.
Year for a Dodge.
It's got some big old... Look at those.
A big old tire. What is it? They
got
the
lift
on
it.
Finish that sentence.
Like a camo railing.
Nobody can see the picture.
I mean, it's nice, well, let's just take another look at it.
It's nice pink.
Red, like a reddish. Yeah, a fuchsia maybe.
That's nice.
Deep fuchsia.
No wonder it sold right away.
The majority of people are commenting saying, great mom. This is a good mom.
Heck yeah.
Finally, a mom stepping up and actually following through with a punishment. You got to do that with your kids. You have to. You have to follow through. When you tell your kids, if you do this, here's your consequence. Mm-hmm. And they do what they weren't supposed to. You have to follow through with the consequence. You have to do it. Because they're going to take advantage of it. They're not going to learn anything. And that's you're right. Once they're 18 and they're adults, what Teo said just a little bit ago, you'll see them on Central begging for money. Mm-hmm. Probably hooked on drugs because you didn't follow through.
Dude, you know what? I'll tell you what. The live line is blown up in agreement with this mom. There hasn't been a single one that said, yeah, that's good. Dude. Best mom, do your thing, girl. You do you, boo. Great mom. Nobody said you do you, boo, but I had to throw that in.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. If she would have done this out of, like, anger, you know, or something like that, I'm sure she was a little angry, but it's all in the way she went about it. Because even the resolution is, if she'll get back into school and do what she's supposed to be doing, they're going to use the money from this truck to get a new vehicle.
There you go.
Which will probably be more efficient as far as fuel is concerned, and maybe even a hybrid vehicle. I don't know. I've seen commercials for these Priuses that are police cars, and it's blowing my mind.
They're pretty fast now, those Priuses.
I hear that they are lightning fast. Like they run so fast. On electricity literally, or something like that. I don't even understand
what's
happening.
Thrusters.
That's the only lightning thing about them.
There's wings that come out that can fly, that can travel.
I heard that the gas
time.
Mileage hasn't even gotten,
like a time
hasn't
travel
even machine. Changed the gas mileage.
But anyway, I think it's good. It's good that this mom followed through.
It is.
And she didn't do it out of some emotional snap. You know what I'm saying? What she did is the daughter would not follow through with her responsibilities. And I really think, like, I grew up believing that skipping school was a big deal. I know every kid skips school at some point, but it's a bigger deal than, you know, than people really.
Yeah.
Because it's cool to skip school, you know, and all that stuff. But, I mean, the lessons, one of the responsibilities you learn, or one of the lessons you learn from going to school is a responsibility.
Yeah.
You have to get through things you don't want to do because that's life. But you get through them.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're just skipping school all the time, then later in life, you're just going to check out of all your responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Our Leslie and I's oldest son is almost 15, and we give him, I think we do pretty well when it comes to letting him go out and have fun with his friends. You know, they go out around the neighborhood and, you know, sometimes I'll even let them, you know, skateboard to, you know, 3, 4, 5 miles away from where we live.
Wow.
We'll let him do that.
Yeah.
He's at that age where, okay, you're a good kid. You have good grades. You're doing well in school and you're doing your chores. Then we're going to let you have a little bit more
freedom.
Yeah. And he texted me the other day and said, Dad, I'm going over to this place, which is kind of a ways away from where we live. And first thought was, yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah. But then I thought, well, maybe this is a good chance to just kind of let him go. And I told him, if you get in trouble, you will never, ever be allowed to leave the house ever again.
Whoa.
And he texted back and he said, I know, Dad. I love you.
Aww.
And I cried a little bit.
And I cried.
Now, I don't know if he was in trouble, if he got in trouble. I haven't heard anything yet. You know, no house got burned down. But I think that's important to do with your kids. You have to let them have that freedom and make those choices. 15 years old, he's almost an adult. He's 3 years away from being 18. That blows my mind.
You're old.
But we got to let them run free sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when they make those bad choices, you have to have the consequences, which is, well, now that you've done this, now I don't know whether it's going to be 2 months, 3 months, you're not allowed to go skateboarding with your friends.
It's like the great Maya Angelou once said, "Yeah, sometimes you have to let your children out of their bird cages so that they can go to the store." And if they love you, they'll come back, and you put them in the cage.
Just shocking. Shocking turn of events this morning on the Morning Invasion. Shocking.
World's meanest mom found in Minnesota. We say, no.
I don't think she's the meanest mom.
She's the world's greatest mom.
Nah,
somebody just
either.
Chimed in. Oh, it was Becca. Chimed in on the live line and said, did the daughter buy that truck herself? I'm thinking no, so it wasn't even hers, really. It was her mom's. Do what you want with your truck. Woman, teach that kid a lesson. You do you, boo. You do you.
Okay.
I hear you say boo.
Oh, wow, we're
time.
Late. We got to go to break.
Oh.
New Music Tuesday continues. Is Tam coming in this morning?
Questions will be answered.
We'll find out next.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
What you doing in there? What are you doing?
Wow.
Good morning,
everybody.
All because
you wanted good audio. Now.
Good morning. It's 9:05.
High today of 60.
It is New Music Tuesday, and it's also Quality Tam Tuesday.
That's right.
She's here, everybody. Starmie Tam is here.
Talk to me, boys. I am officially here.
How's your day?
Beautiful Tuesday.
Here it comes.
Okay. Oh, so good.
That's for you, Tam.
So
that's Tam's theme.
I can't.
Tam's theme. Even. Theme song.
Thanks, guys.
Got dizzy right there.
Just got dunked on. Guys, it just broke Teo's
saw that.
Phone charger. iPhone charger.
When okay. that little like blue like song was playing.
I told him to wait until we played a song.
I'm sorry.
He wasn't listening.
Mm-mm. He was under the table and the thing.
I was like already underneath everything. Mm-hmm. It was already in motion.
All you had to do was play it from your phone. It sounded great last time.
No, it really didn't.
Yeah, it did.
Now we're not even going to do it.
Okay.
Now we have to now. We have to do it.
Because I heard about the most adorable thing in the world, and now I actually want to hear it in real life.
How do I play this thing? How do I play it?
Oh, you're going to play it now? I thought we were going to play a song for
Let's play it right now.
Shout out to whoever chimed in on the live line in Houston, Texas. They lost a car to the flood.
Oh, that stinks.
Digging a trench to get rid of water in the yard. Good so glad grief. To be listening to the Morning Invasion. Y'all's show is far superior to anything Houston has to offer.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. That too really bad, sucks about your car.
Too bad you didn't have a friend who had a monster truck. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Did you hear that story?
I don't.
No.
Yeah, so there was, I don't know. You just sound like a jerk because you're like, oh, sorry for your loss.
In Houston, there was a monster truck. Somebody had a monster truck, and they were saving people from the flood.
No way.
Yeah, they were just busting through the flood. Just,
holy smokes.
They're grabbing people.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Dang. Was it Gravedigger?
Probably.
Or Bigfoot? Who else is there? That's all I remember from
the Hulk.
Diablo.
Gravedigger, live in Houston.
Houston.
Did your neighbors?
Is there a truck called the Hulk?
Sunday.
The Junkyard Smasher. Tam, what's new? What's happening?
I just got back in town, guys.
Where you been?
Wait, you were gone.
I went to. I was that fast. That's
things
like how
seemed a little quieter.
I went out of town and I went to Las Cruces to visit my family. Little Amzy Joy is going to be having a birthday party next weekend, but I'll be cool. gone. I'll be in Aurora with Skip on his book tour. The band's going with him.
Nice.
So we thought we'd bring over some cupcakes to the house, bring a balloon. She's really into Doc McStuffins.
Oh, dude.
And so we right? thought we would go. Didn't have a clue that little, who's going to be two-year-old, can climb so good. I mean, she's just really, really fit. She climbed on the counter, got the entire box of cupcakes.
Oh, no.
And all I heard, I had her little brother in my arms, and Antonio's on the recliner, just like Antonio. Chilling, right? Oh. And I said, honey, look. He looks back. She is reaching her calves out, quads out, because she's using every muscle in her body to grab these cupcakes. And they are not light cupcakes. Like, they're the fancy, big, tons of whatever that stuff is.
It's called frosting.
Frosting on top. So heavy.
Heard of that.
And she pulls it off, and I just watch this massive box begin to fall. But She really did a good job.
That's good.
Because she chucked the box in front of her before it hit her head.
Nice.
Which was great.
But
all the cupcakes fell to the ground.
Oh, that's too bad.
Luckily, she was able to have two before they were all mixed together like one.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So that was good. I got to visit the family. Came back. Now I'm here.
Good.
Have you guys noticed a little difference in me? I mean, I don't know if you guys... I haven't lost weight, so don't ask that. But
we weren't going to say.
Let's
see. Don't say.
It's not necessarily.
Is it your blazer?
I guess it would be physical, but
did
it's
you get
not
new shoes.
It's something you can't see, but only something.
Here's
you can
what I
see.
Hate about
cheek
this.
Implants.
Here's what I hate about
no.
this.
No,
you have essentially just asked three dudes to stare at your body.
No, I said it's physical.
It's physical.
But
have you noticed anything different about me?
I said, but
you got your eyebrows waxed.
No, I said, but you can't see it. You can only hear it.
Did you change your face?
Some with your voice?
What happened to your voice?
So, guys.
Why are you chewing gum?
Since I got off
the
caffeine.
Swallow the gum.
No, I'm just saying, haven't you... Do you hear a difference in
not
my voice?
Really. Not at all. It's still as annoying as it always
no,
is.
No, it's not.
Actually, I will say your voice didn't crack when you just yelled at me no, because normally it's like, that!
And it's usually very raspy. It's
maybe
much
it's,
lower.
It's even going into a more annoying higher register.
Okay, so that's here's good. The thing, guys. I got off caffeine, you remember?
Mm-hmm. How long has it been?
And I've stopped keeping track because I don't want to like psych myself out.
3 days.
So I'm
Are
I'm
you
thinking.
Serious?
No, he has no clue. Since the last time I told you guys, I did have some chocolate, which is caffeine, so I can't count that, can I? But guys, it's changing my vocal cords.
Because I speak in a robot voice.
I sound so much better now.
Okay, well.
It's a healing process, guys.
Proud of you.
Glad you're sounding better.
I also got... No, I won't even tell you that part.
Love it.
What?
Save it for radio.
It's
New Music Tuesday. We got another epic track to jump into.
Oh, look at you, man. You're full of them.
These
today.
Guys are actually going to be here May 10th along with Come When, some good
yes.
friends.
The Viscera Tour. Yes. The Viscera EP is my epic's new project. This is the first single from that. It's called Ghost Story.
Tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/star88FM. You can also text us. Tam, what is that texting line?
What it is.
It is. It is.
505
text.
No.
That 585
live.
Live.
585. 585-5483. So good having you in studio, Tam. It's too bad you have to leave.
What?
My epic ghost story on Star 88. It's New Music Tuesday. Asking you guys to tell us what you think of all the new music this morning. What are people saying about my epic?
They're saying, not spooky enough.
What?
Because it's called Ghost Story.
Oh.
You're crazy!
I am. No.
No.
Our boy Calvin from Hobbs gives it a thumbs up, but I think it's his brother that he rides to school with, thumbs down. Joel the Nanny says, love it. Thebe says, always solid. Jory says, to be honest, it doesn't feel like something I have not already heard before.
Generic.
Generic. That's a good word for it. Penelope says, yes, please. Positive reaction so far on the Facebooks. We getting any text lines about it?
Nothing. There were some earlier, but
nada.
We've had so many texts.
Did you say
morning.
That the next something about this band called Come Wind?
Yeah.
I think that's a great, you know, I'm sure they have great music because I'm sure I know it if I hear them.
Yeah, you probably would actually.
But the title sounds like a bodily function to me.
Come Wind.
Well, kind
see
of.
That? Do you see that?
No, uh-huh. It's like the Come Wind.
Mm-mm.
Come mm-hmm. Wind. Come Fall.
Didn't you guys do a tour with them?
Yes.
Can you tell me what the name their name means?
I think it's a biblical reference.
Yeah.
Like when the Lord
Pretty
blew
biblical.
The wind into the bones.
It was like they were just shouting, come wind
in the bones
in the like the valley of dry bones.
Okay. I'll ask them.
Okay. And there was like winds.
Alright.
Lots of winds, tornadoes.
And Elijah okay. was like, I'll bring the fire, you bring the
dust
wind.
Dust devils and
there was earth
okay.
and there was wind
okay.
and there was fire.
Where y'all keep the tornadoes at?
It's Isaiah,
I've seen
look
them.
It up.
Oh. I've seen them in concert actually.
He was
10-4,
with his
copy
bro,
that.
Elijah and Malachi, and they were all just kicking it.
Tower of Babel.
I love the prophets.
Never heard of
it is
Malachi.
9:15.
Today of 60 degrees.
Tam is here. It's Quality Tam Tuesday.
Good morning.
Let me take a look at them roads.
Let's do that.
Traffic.
So much road construction.
So much.
I'm not seeing any accidents. I was wrong. Avenue Cesar Chavez at 2nd Street. Reported about 10 minutes ago. There's been an accident. It's not showing up red or anything, so it must not be a major one, but watch out for that. Lots of road construction. Touch a look at traffic. Traffic!
Yesterday, Steve-O shared the cutest.
I shared a snippet.
A little snip.
The cutest little thing you'll hear in your life.
Brody Parker Jeter. He is 3 years old. He's having surgery on Wednesday, a week from tomorrow. So if everybody could keep him in your prayers, please. Tonsillectomy. They're removing his tonsils, his adenoids. And so he's got something called periodic fever syndrome. I don't know why. Recently, I was talking to these guys earlier, and I'm like, hope everything's going to be okay. I've been documenting a lot with him for some reason, more so than like my other two sons. And this whole week has been hilarious. Yesterday, he was riding around the car as Jango Fett, like full costume. Mm. Like, he's just Jango Fett. So I posted that. If you follow me on Instagram, you can catch all those, because he's been Captain America this week. He's just a cool kid.
Here's why. Because we give you a hard time for, you know, saying that Brody's your favorite.
Right.
Which we know he is.
Right.
And I can understand what it's like to be in your situation because, you know, we're about the same age. You're a little bit older than me.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Just 5, 6 years. More
but hair. if we recently had another kid, another young one, I think I would.
It's a different time in your life.
Exactly. You're a lot older. You're more wise.
Mature. I understand that time flies. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at Jack and Luke, who are 10 and 12 years old, and going, crap, dude, this really is.
They're ready to graduate high school.
It's like passing by too fast, and I hate all of it. So I've been really trying to cherish everything with Brody more. And Jonathan Banks from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, we had him on, and he was talking about the importance of reading. And I remember clearly reading to Jack and Luke when they were younger, and we would read big thing, like I read The Hobbit to him. They're so stoked for the BFG to come out, that new Spielberg film, because it's a Roald Dahl book. We own all of Roald Dahl's books, and the BFG, it's The Big Friendly Giant, it's their favorite, and we read it when they were younger, and I realized, man, am I reading to Brody as much? And it was kind of like this challenge. So I've been reading more and more and more to Brody every night. If he wants to read 7 books, we'll read 7 books, but there's one book in particular that he reads, or I read to him every single night, so much so that he's essentially memorized it. So a couple nights ago, I just put my phone down near the bed, so he didn't know it was happening, because I'm sure he'd be too shy to actually record anything. I just kind of pressed record on my phone in that app and set it down, and this is what was captured.
Oh. Just wait up. I'm hanging out with Daddy.
Yeah? What are we doing?
Reading this book.
What is it called?
The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Alright, you want to read it?
Yep.
Alright. The Very Hungry Caterpillar by Eric Carl.
The sun come up, the moon will light the moon, the egg laying on the leaf. The sun come up and pop out the egg, a very hungry caterpillar. When it started to look for his food. Next, one day he ate one apple, but he was still hungry. The final day he ate
two pears.
That one he ate. Stomach. I mean, hey.
But he was still hungry.
Still hungry. The Friday he ate
three plums.
Three plums. He was still hungry.
On Thursday.
He ate what?
Four. Strawberries.
Four strawberries.
But he was still hungry.
He was still hungry. Friday, he ate five
oranges.
And that one got a pill.
But he was still hungry.
And Friday, he ate one slice of cake, and one ice cream, and one pickle, and a slice of cheese, and what is this?
A salami.
And a
lollipop.
What is this?
One piece of cherry pie.
one cherry pie, and one hot dog, and one cupcake, and one watermelon. That
That's watermelon.
Did he say he...
Stomach.
Okay.
Yeah, watermelon. He had a stomachache that night.
The next day was Sunday again. And the caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf. And after that, he felt much better.
How do you... Friday, he was not a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big flat caterpillar.
Big fat caterpillar.
And he was a beautiful
That night, he built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for 2 weeks. Then he nibbled his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly.
Oh, wait. Now the hot dog.
Wait, you forgot the last two words.
Oh. And then...
Yeah, Brody!
He was about to go into a story about how the hawk killed him. Did you hear that? And then the hawk swooped down.
Then it was the hot dog. After that, all I recorded was that one. Then it was the hot dog book, which is the pigeon finds a hot dog. And so we read the entire pigeon collection. And all that to say, guys, time flies by and you gotta like...
Was in tears.
Cherish it. I remember being a dad that was I was always so busy with work and life and everything that I lacked focus in things that were so vitally important. And so now with Brody, you know, he's three, and I try and cherish every moment. And even when I'm exhausted, because by the time they're going to bed, it's like, all right, let's pray so we can go to bed, because I got to get ready for bed because I got the morning show.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, can we read this book? Yeah. And then we read the book. Can we read another one? And can we read another one? And I'm like, oh, man, this crazy kid just wants to spend all this time with me. I'm just so tired. Doesn't he know?
Yeah.
And then I realize Jack and Luke don't really ask me to read books anymore. You know what I mean?
Like, poor Jack and Luke got the short end of the stick.
And there just comes a time. The cool thing is they all sleep in the same room. Like they got like bunk beds, and Jack's got his own like his little bed and whatever. And so Jack and Luke are still getting to experience it together. And
that's
so,
cool.
Yeah, I just.
That's
wow.
Good,
yeah.
You got to cherish those times.
Oh man, that's so good. I was in tears over here. Like crying, like I was like trying to hold them back, but I just couldn't.
It's very sweet.
It's very, very sweet.
Wow.
Fat shaming that caterpillar.
It's adorable.
Till it just changed.
Adorable.
Adorbs. We say adorbs here. We do.
That was adorbs.
Adorbs.
For sure.
Just adorbs.
I don't think we should
that
say
that reminds
it
me a bit about,
after
you know,
hearing Tam say it.
All that talk about spending time with your children and it being worth it. You know, Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh, it is.
Wait a second. What did you say?
I said Mother's Day is coming up.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's coming up.
I love my mama!
And it's going to be pretty awesome. Guys, we have a bit of a secret.
Man, this year
and
is
you
just
can't find out.
Flying by.
You can't find out unless you come to our services this weekend. Now, I don't want to take away from Nob Hill, because Nob Hill is awesome, obviously. Mm-hmm. I hope they play this for Nob Hill as well.
They're not. We asked that they not.
Yeah, we said, please don't.
I hope they play our special thing. We've got four princesses who want to share something with mothers.
Really?
That's all I want to say.
Okay.
So you guys need to come. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Okay.
You're underselling it, which means it's awesome and I want in.
Okay.
Which means it's awesome and I want. Yeah, right.
You way undersold that.
Right, what he said.
Way undersold.
I don't want to get all crazy and give all the details away because it's going to be killer.
Sounds great.
You're going to kill people?
Don't understand what it is, but...
It's going to be live.
She just said they were going to
kill people. Here, I'll ruin it all right now. So,
Don't you dare! Don't you dare.
Don't you ever do that. All right. When we come back, would you give up the internet forever to save a stranger's life?
Yes.
What?
There was a survey. They asked
the
people.
Dumbest question.
And guess what?
People said no.
You'll be surprised what they said. Think about it. Giving up the internet. That's I can't even comprehend that. It's
blasphemy.
Not having the internet
the
rest of your life.
The internet
the rest
forever.
Of your life. You cannot have internet the rest of your life. You cannot have internet the rest of your life.
But you saved the life of another human being.
Well, we'll talk about it.
One more than one?
This is a good question.
I think you'll be surprised what people said they would do. It is shocking.
You're shocking.
No, it's shocking.
No, you are.
It's New Music Tuesday. We have another track for you guys. We need you to weigh in on it.
Mm.
Tam's going to sing a song.
Mm.
She's got her voice back.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
You're a bragger, bragger, Tam, about
it. Bragging
back.
Yeah, Miss Bragger.
My
now.
Speaking, I mean, I can
what?
Speak.
I can speak. Listen to my voice.
This is great.
Okay. We're going to do it coming up. Hang out.
Okay.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please.
We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Bill Cosby's criminal case will move forward after a Pennsylvania appeals court rejects Cosby's motion to stop it.
Hackers calling themselves the United Cyber Caliphate announced on social media they hacked the U.S. State Department, releasing personal details and a warning.
Commuters' nightmare in Nashville.
Primaries in five eastern states.
This is the biggest expansion of U.S. ground troops in Syria since the U.S.-led effort against ISIS began. It's a six-fold increase to 300 personnel.
9:36.
High today of 60 degrees.
Let's take a look at the map and see what is happening. It's the map, it's the map, it's the map. I-25 north of Montgomery Boulevard, exit 228, reported 9:30. About 10 minutes ago, there is an accident. Again, I-25 north at Montgomery. Also, lots of road construction. Look out for that. That's your look at traffic.
So much road construction.
So much.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's driving me crazy. Every morning that I'm coming to work, and I'm sure that my coworker, I won't say his name, who thinks that, well, Tam, you're just late all the time, oh, so yeah, it doesn't matter, whatever.
Is this Ryan Wiley?
My beard and everything else.
Oh, wow. I assume this whole time we're talking about Steven, that's why I sounded like Kermit the Frog. Well, that was more like Mickey Mouse.
Everybody, I'm Amberlynn.
You guys. I had a girl that was starstruck by him this past weekend. My
really?
Cousin came in town to come to service and see Citizens and Saints. She was here for a little bit. She's moving here. She brought her friend with her. And her friend walks in, and she's like, oh, my gosh, that's Skip Heitzig. Like, I've heard him on the radio. She's like, wow, that's really him. I was like, yeah. So we sit down, and then and then she goes, oh, my gosh, that's Citizens and Saints. It's like my favorite group in the world. Oh. So then she's like, is this really happening? I'm like, yes, it's totally happening. Like, you're at church. This is happening right now. So we start to leave. None other than Stephen Christian walks up. And I'm like, what's up, dude? She looks at him. And she goes, she goes, that's my one of my favorite singers. He's from the lead singer of Amberlynn. I said, yes. She goes, what's going to happen next? Is Leonardo DiCaprio going to come hand me a bulletin?
And then Leonardo DiCaprio!
Straight up. So it was great.
What? Yeah, it was incredible.
Great. It was great.
So good.
Loved it.
Just so good. Just never know what's going to happen.
Never.
Never know what's going to happen.
Never know.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in on this New Music Tuesday. Tam is here.
That's what Johnny sounds like when he talks.
How about ooh? No. Man, Brody, I was just thinking Brody and little Johnny Danger are going to be best friends.
Yeah.
As soon as Jay Danger starts to talk and, you know.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Stuff.
He's got a buddy named Mason who actually goes to the Calvary Preschool here.
Mason.
They're buddies because they're Luke and Cameron, Mason's older brother, playing on the Hooligans together, the club baseball team. And so they're the two best friends that anyone
That's
could
cool.
have. So,
yeah. All right. Tam, did you want to talk about your thing before we get into the survey?
Well, or? I mean, since you're talking about kids, I could bring it up.
All right, go for it.
Oh, man. It's time. She's making the announcement.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we
are
knew
you serious?
It.
Yeah. Exclusive.
You are
not,
a beautiful pregnant
I'm
woman.
Not
you're carrying the extra weight so well. It looks good on you.
So
it
good.
Looks good on you.
You're positively glowing.
It is time, everybody. We've been waiting for this announcement.
Woo!
Tam.
Take it away, girl!
I am.
Uh-huh.
Yes!
I am not pregnant.
Oh!
I am not.
Cancel the party. Let me call Birga. Have our secretary cancel the party.
This is like the seventh time I'm going to have to deal with some group text, and everybody's going to be blowing up my phone like, oh my gosh,
should I pull it from Twitter?
We never know. No, that's not even necessary. Oh, not at all. Okay. No Facebook. I am QualityTM at Facebook.com.
Let me delete
No Instagram at QualityTM. I was going to say that...
That is not cool.
If you guys have children, and you do... And every other child, I was babysitting on Friday, watched a friend of mine's kids, and they were loving it because you guys don't even know this place exists. Well, you might because you live in Rio Rancho, right?
Yeah,
do you live in Rio Rancho, Teo?
On the border.
I feel like that was far.
What?
When I came to see you and Don, I feel like I went to Rio Rancho.
No.
A little bit.
They're not in Rio Rancho.
Okay, they're not that far. Okay. So here's the thing. There's this park. It is like no other park you've seen before.
Some would say it's above other parks. Yeah. Your whole story's predictable. Go ahead.
You totally have been there.
Yeah, I have. Some would say I built...
Here we go!
You did not build that park because my friend built that park.
Some would say I designed it in my dreams.
No, it is in your dreams because...
Some would say I walked out to a dirt field and imagined it being there, and it
I wish you'd just tell a story.
Okay, this park. No. What I'm trying to tell you without doing a plug, thank you, Teo, for ruining everything, without plugging it, because I can't, but you can also hint from Teo's mouth, but here's the thing.
Does that park even make money?
This park.
It's a public
park. Oh, so it's allowed?
You can talk about a park.
It's very free.
I'm trying to be careful because you guys always judge
pull
me.
Pull up and park there and then walk in.
Oh my gosh, what are you trying to say?
Okay, then if in fact I can say that it's a park above is the name of the park, I went there and my mind was blown.
Is it just a community park?
No, this is insane.
It's pretty incredible.
It is not just any park that you've ever seen.
It's real life.
It is real life, okay? And listen to me. It's handicap accessible.
Okay.
Okay, everything around it is built like so that your kids don't hurt themselves. Your children don't hurt themselves. It's attached to a dog park.
There's all
kinds of craziness that goes on. And I have to tell you guys this because I cannot keep it within my soul.
This is happening.
I can't keep it within my soul because you have to take your kids there. I'm telling you, it is not a joke. When you see this, you are going to flip out.
No way.
It's just some random little baby park that no one cares about.
It's like just a public park?
No, it's... Amazing.
No. I'm not taking away the validity of its awesomeness. I'm just still curious as to why you didn't think you could talk about a public area.
I didn't know, because every
you're like, guys, there's this arrow on Carlisle.
Guys,
I can't talk about this arrow on Carlisle.
Tim, I'm not making fun.
I don't know the rules.
It just sounds like every park that I've been to.
No!
But you didn't really do a good job of explaining what's the difference.
Okay, they even have a music section. They're safe. There's a music section where they have these like oversized music instruments that you can play and the kids can play, and they can like, and it sounds amazing because you can hear the music like going on around the park as your kids are playing. Okay, the hills are incredible.
They're alive.
They have highs.
The sound of music.
Do the flowers sing?
How did I go to Sound of Music and you went to the horror movie?
You have to go. This is not any park that you've ever seen. Okay. I thought the same thing.
It's like it's a park above.
I'm like, what's the park? And you know the beauty behind it is
what?
The man who it's named after, Gabby's Park. He is our friend's father-in-law, and he's like incredible. So when he passed away, they did this foundation. They said, if anybody wants to give money towards the park, we'd love to do this. You know, we're gonna be breaking ground, we're gonna be doing all these crazy things. They raised like something like $28,000 at the funeral.
Wow.
Because people really believed in this thing, right? It's for handicapped children, it's for children who are not handicapped, and it's like incredible because the parents can see, they can view the setup the way that it is, like the beauty of it. It's in an incredible area. It's clean.
Also very popular. So what you're saying is it's parking. A park.
When it's flooded,
it's pretty awesome. We've been spending 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done, but I have to tell you.
There is no such thing as what you just said.
It is true. You must go. It's going to appear, and it's going to be incredible.
The saddest thing is that Tam said she had two stories, and that was one.
So before you keep talking, we're
going to play the latest single.
We have to play a song?
Yeah, this is from 21 Pilots.
I forgot.
It's the best song of the morning.
Are you kidding me?
All right.
Oh, one of my favorite songs on this record.
It's the Morning Invasion.
I've been thinking too much.
21 Pilots, Ride.
Oh, man. Guys, I gotta tell you.
Yeah?
Tell me.
That has gotta be one of the best records in the last, I don't even know how many years.
You guys gonna harp on him for talking about the best record?
Cover to cover. No, because it really, truly, this isn't an exaggeration.
Right. You can try and convince us.
It's fresh. Because he came out and said it.
It's fresh. It's original. It's incredible music. And within the record itself, because you know how sometimes you can buy a record and it's like, man, I love this song. But by the end of it, you're like, Tom DeLonge, please play more than the same three chords for an entire record. It's amazing and inspiring, but at the same time, you're like, man, Angels and Airwaves, right? They've got one song 17 times.
I do.
This is an eclectic record. Like, there's so many different vibes to it.
Yeah.
Tyler's got to be the most talented guy in songwriting, like, right now.
What's interesting is Stressed Out went number one, Billboard number one, and it was the first song in, I can't remember how many years, that had one writer on the song that went number one.
Tyler, man!
Sorry, I couldn't hear you over the text message that I just got that said, congratulations on being pregnant.
Yay!
Oh, Tam, you're pregnant?
No!
Awesome! So guys, if you just joined us, Scotty Tam!
Unbelievable. It's not...
She's pregnant with ideas!
No, okay.
Pregnant with ideas. They're writing a new record.
Giving birth every day.
They're just giving birth to new ideas.
We got Tam hanging out with us. It's Quality Tam Tuesday.
That should be our clip for today.
Okay, that's our clip.
Tam over and over saying, giving birth every day.
Giving birth every day.
Awful.
Every day.
You want to do some news? Or do you have a topic?
I want to do this survey.
Yes.
I want to know whose lives are being saved through this internet thing you're talking about.
I wanted to do this like 30 minutes ago, but Tam and her park. Oh my gosh. So
Tam
overrated.
Her park. That's what I'm calling the podcast today.
That's
Tam and
get.
Her park.
That's what you get.
That's it. I'm about to type that up right now.
Guys, get ready. Pam, get ready Pam, to get Pam. Ready to get really depressed because this is going to do it for you right here. This
cut
is,
the mood big
yeah,
time.
Yeah, this is oh man.
Let's do it.
You thought you were having a good day.
A new survey asked people if they'd be willing to give up their internet access forever to save a stranger's life. Hmm. What's the percentage of people that said that they would be willing to give up their internet access forever to save a stranger's life?
I really am not looking. I'm going to guess 12%.
Okay. What do you think?
$1.
Okay.
Seriously, 8%.
Answer.
$1, Drew.
I'll do answer B.
B. Wasn't on there.
Okay.
55% of people say, sorry, bro, I'm keeping the internet.
55%?
55%.
That's good. That means 40, what? There's still 45% of humanity that's like decent.
More than half of people surveyed said, I'm not going to save this person's life.
That's
I'm
better
not
than what
losing
I thought.
Can
the
I
internet.
Ask one question?
Or two.
Is the stranger a believer? Because if they're a Christian, I'm keeping the internet because they're just going to go to heaven.
Forget it. We're done. Just
sweet man.
It.
It's leaving. Been a good ride. He's I'll see leaving. You guys. Speaking of rides, 21 Pilots, New Music Tuesday.
Get out of here! Yeah.
Men are more likely than women to say they'd pick the internet over a stranger's life.
That's a lie.
How am I not surprised at all on that one?
Of course you wouldn't.
Oh.
He's not surprised either. Mateo, as a feminist, is not surprised.
Oh my gosh, I am offended that you even brought it up.
It's true.
35% would rather keep the internet than cure cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you were right on the whole depressing thing.
33% would rather give up their sense of taste than lose the internet.
What are these people doing?
30% would cut off a finger.
No.
20% would give up on love.
Well, love actually gives up on us.
And this last one I can't say, but it's pretty awful.
Yep, we get it.
Just awful.
Just say it.
I can't.
Nope,
we get it.
We get it.
Do you mean
pretty
number
much,
five?
Yeah, number five. Yeah, it's can't say
they'd
that.
Give up human interaction?
Yes. Human interaction.
Okay, to keep
on
the
an
internet?
Intimate level?
Yeah. No, just human interaction.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Just keep
about?
It at that.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
You know, that's every once in a while, you know, I forget to pay the internet bill and that thing gets shut off, and man, you should see my household.
No!
Those are my kids right there.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy that you got them on a voice memo, like such clear sound.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's really good.
I will say this.
It's like the apocalypse
happened. Does that happen in our house, too? All of a sudden, like, we'll be watching TV, and yet I'll also be on my phone, and the kids will be on their iPads or whatever, and I'm, like, playing a game and also watching a TV show. And all of a sudden, the game just starts, like, intermittently working, and I'm like... Guys, do you guys have internet? And all of a sudden it's like,
wait, mine's not working.
Mine just stopped working.
Reset the modem. Oh no.
Yeah.
It's awful when the internet goes away. So in a way, I can understand why people would say that they would, you know, rather keep the internet than, you know, save someone's life.
I mean, come on. Well, we need the internet to save lives, because if we don't have the internet, how will we know what to look up on Wikipedia?
When's the last time you saved someone's life on the internet?
Wait, on the internet or because of the internet?
Well, either one.
Through the internet.
Either one.
Just last week, man, I was driving and there was a car pulled over on the side of the road, and there was a guy like 18 feet in front of the car passed out, and he was on his side, and I had to look up if I move him to his back or if I leave him on his side to do CPR. And so then I Googled it. Unfortunately, the internet was pretty bad because it was in the middle of the desert. So it was like on the Edge network, and by the time I got to the Wikipedia page to tell me, he had expired.
That's cool.
Yeah, so.
That's not cool.
Oh, sorry.
Here's the thing. I think I'm being trained because my little modem, whatever thingy, is just like really slow. Or I have to keep unplugging that thing and whatever. Anyway, the point is when I'm trying to figure out my dang internet, it's really frustrating because it's so slow and it never works anyway. So I just leave. So that tells me, I mean, what am I going to do when it's a person? Like, I just abandon my home. I'm like, peace out. I'm going to Starbucks. Yeah. Like, what am I going to do when it's a person? Thanks for making me think about that, Dex.
Well,
thanks.
Real
for
life.
That.
This is real life stuff.
I think that's absolutely selfish, to tell you the truth.
It really is, and this shows the you know what? Sign of the times.
Oh my gosh, I said it.
Don't do it.
Sign of the times.
Yeah.
Right there, I'm saying it. Revelations.
Don't hit the microphone.
No, it's just
revelations.
It's just one sign of the singular times. Revelation, I mean, to it's... John. It was. That's why it's revelation.
I get what he's saying. Plural. We get what he's saying. But, I mean, honestly, I don't know if that's in the book. I mean, we could look again.
Yeah.
We could
Maybe
check it out.
Maybe that's the mark of the beast.
No. Well.
It's more like the modem of the beast.
Guys, the show's over.
This is not a serious moment.
Did you guys know that Johnny Football just got indicted?
Yes. Gosh, dude.
Johnny Football.
What?
Johnny Manziel. He played for Cleveland.
Oh, that's why you call him Johnny Football.
Right. Well, that was his nickname.
He got indicted in an alleged attack on his ex-girlfriend. Obviously chose the internet over her, am I right?
Yeah, oh, dude, for real. Okay. It's unbelievable what people will choose. He had an incredible career ahead of him. And many chances and opportunities. And it seemed like every time he was just like, nah, man, but I love beer.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. We shared this this morning. You can go to our Facebook page, Star88FM. You can go to mine if you'd like. But Leslie was supposed to be on the show. I don't know if you guys heard about the story between her and her brother, Keith. They both just found out that they have cancer.
Aww.
And it's just such a awful, awful story. But we want to help them as much as we can. So we posted a link where you guys can go and help this amazing couple, this family, as they battle.
Just head to our Facebook. You'll find everything you need.
Yep. We'll keep you updated on that. Mm-hmm. Keep them in your prayers. Tam?
Yes,
congratulations,
sir.
Man.
No, not pregnant. Still.
If it's a boy,
it's gonna be great.
Nope,
Dexter,
I'm not,
little Dexter.
I'm not pregnant.
Little Dexter.
No, Steven.
I'm not.
No,
everybody's name is Steven.
Name it. Steven Dex Teo Samo.
I'm not. That's not even my last name anymore.
You have a last name?
Okay.
It's incredible.
Note of the day, don't love the internet more than your family. It's worthless.
What'd you say?
Hello? That's why it's called the internet. It's a trap.
Right.
Stay away.
What do you say?
Also, ditches. They're deadly.
Totally. Isn't that genius?
Forever.
We love you guys.
You
bye,
do
Starling.
You, boo.
Goodbye-bye.
He's giving birth every day.
Goodbye-bye now. Goodbye-bye.
All we got. There ain't no more.
Right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.